Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Okay. I'm getting myself together here. I'm getting myself set up. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, wait a minute. Okay. I'm reloading. I hear some kind of echo. Wait a minute. Okay. So I'm literally hearing myself echo back and forth in my show. Hold on a second. Oh shit. Hold on. I'm gonna have to actually hang up and try and call back again. Yeah. Hold on. All right. Technical difficulty solved. That was crazy right there. I was hearing, you know what I'm saying? Two of me, three of me, I'm hearing myself like I'm listening to my show on the phone live. I don't know what the hell just happened. Damn. What the hell? I don't know what the hell that was. But anyway, thanks for calling into the show, man. Whoa. Yeah, this show was, I don't know, my bad, I had some technical difficulty. I was hearing a loop feedback on my own audio. I had to get that situated real quick. But welcome to the show. All right, K1's Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. I'm in here getting a mean contact off this goddamn loud-ass motherfucking perp. This motherfucking nigga over here smoking behind me. What the fuck is that? What is that? What is that? That's not even, what the fuck is that? God damn! This shit smelling up the whole goddamn studio. Needless to say, I'm reloaded. Episode 149. The Time to Kill. We're gonna have some fun tonight. It's gonna be a quasi-serious, funny/funny discussion. You feel me? Welcome everybody that's on the line. 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Gonna have a special in studio guest with me also. My homie Sean Foster. For those of you who heard my song Gray that I did with the homie Sean Foster, he's gonna be coming. He's in town. He's in Atlanta. He's gonna be swinging by the studio, chopping up with me for the show. You feel me? So we're gonna of course run that. I got some more music to run. You feel me? What we're gonna be talking about the show tonight. Also got Big Swole in the motherfucking building. What's happening, homie?
Going on.
He's over here on the cut, blowing it down in this motherfucker. I can't smoke the blunt and do the show. What do you want me to do? Give it to me faster than me. Oh, my bad. Y'all wasn't supposed to hear that. Sure. So, but actually, I need it for the conversation tonight. Episode 149. A Time to Kill. Before I jump into 850-381, you'll be the first one up. I see my homie Rascal Walls on the line. 718's on the line. A couple more people on the line. Welcome everybody to the show. Once again, the number to dial in if you listen to me out there in www.land is 347-934-0966. All right. I'm talking about a serious kind of sort of real, some real shit, a real subject. You feel what I'm saying? some of y'all can relate to. Before I go any further, please don't get on the phone line and incriminate yourself. This shit is downloadable. If you're being investigated for anything, please shut the fuck up. Shut up. Just listen. Just don't even hit the number one. But of course, if you want to talk about the show, by all means, hit number one. Yo, oh, the fuck that is, man. That shit is like, this nigga opened up the can and shit filled up the whole room before he even lit it. Anyway, oh, I gotta bring up some more shit. We're on Facebook, we're on MySpace. Look us up, myspace.com/K100Radio. On Facebook, do a Facebook search for for K100 Radio. Also, we're on iTunes in the iTunes store. Up under the podcast section, look us up there. The official site for the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Got to put the dash in there. Follow me on Twitter at Blizm, B-L-I-Z-M. Check out the music at ReverbNation.com/Blizm. Chainless Entertainment is in the building. Big Fall is in the building. I'm in the building. The homie P. Red should be calling in on the line. Ah! I forgot to send out the text blast. God damn it! It's also Mashy Motherfucker Monday. Yeah! This is your chance to vent on K100 where you can pretty much go off about anything you want to go off on. Alright? So we got that to clear. Oh, yeah. And also, the email address for the show is k100radio@gmail.com. That's where you send your music in. If you want to get it played, I'm going to listen to it, check it out, see what's popping with it, if it's hot, if it sounds like shit. So far, I haven't had to flush anybody's shit, but I will if it sounds like shit. But so far, I played everybody's shit that sent me some music in. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I show love to the independents only. I don't play big name artists because they don't give a fuck about me. Like how are they helping my careers? How is it helping Blizm and Shameless Entertainment and K100 to play their shit? They're not going to call into the show. They're not going to come give me any drops. Fuck them. Indies, I rocks with. So that's how it works over here at K100, all right? 347-934-0966. So here we go. We're going to set it on off for episode 149. All right. So every show that I do, I send out a text message and a mass email or whatnot, what have you, about what we're talking about on the show tonight. And I'm basically reading from it right now, okay? So for episode 149, titled A Time to Kill, this is the synopsis of the show. This is what a description of the show is, what we're going to be talking about. Like I said, this goes over MySpace and Facebook and text messages. Of course, I didn't send out a text message tonight because I was really busy today, and I just realized at that moment I didn't even send out my text blast and let everybody know what the show is about. So I'm going to be doing that in the middle of the damn show. Hopefully they still call in. All right, so here we go. Episode 149. I recently saw, and I'm reading right now, recently I saw a post that suggested that violence is not the answer to solve any problem. Well, see, actually, it's the only way to solve certain problems. The laws of this land vary from state to state. Some places, you can't even possess a firearm without facing time. New York, D.C., you can't even have a gun. All right? You're not allowed to even, you know, have a firearm, period, point blank. Your ass will do 3 years. 3 years, I think, in New York it is. Some shit like that. If you even have a gun. Like, you ain't got to do shit just to have a gun. You can't have a gun. So that's why I never live in New York. So anyway, in some places, riding around with a shotgun in the back of your window, you know what I'm saying? That's the standard. What's up, Texas? But violence can cause a violent reaction. That's true. Violence can beget violence. And sometimes people pay the ultimate price. You feel me? But if you remember the movie A Time to Kill with Sam Jackson, when the dudes raped his daughter and shit, remember that movie, Swole? They raped his daughter and he came in that motherfucking gut, they motherfucking ass down in court. Today I say bravo. That's exactly what the fuck I would have did. In fact, I would have killed them before they got to court. Alright? Let me tell you why. See, you're going to have some tree-hugging faggots and sissies call my show tonight and try to tell me, please, no, violence is not the answer. You know, they're going to try to give me a million reasons and excuses why I should let some shit ride, why I shouldn't off a motherfucker when they deserve to be off. And as many reasons to do it as all, I guarantee you, if you really stop and think about it, you can come up with a time that you would take another life if need be. So sometimes violence is necessary, all right? That's just a simple, plain, ugly truth about it, America. www.world, people on the line. All right? That's it. It's sometimes a time to kill. And we're going to discuss that tonight on the show. I would gladly lose my freedom for a few years to violently kill someone that did that to my little girl. I want to shoot them. I want to kill. I want to stab them, strangle them. I want to kill them. Yes. I don't think I'm an unreasonably violent person. I think Swole is a lot more violent than you, aren't you, Swole? Yeah. Swole is a violent motherfucker. Don't let Swole lie. I, on the other hand, am the voice of reason in the clique. Okay? I'm the voice of reason when we go out. I'm the one to try to calm everything down. But everybody has a point. And sometimes, motherfuckers deserve to get their ass murked. As cool as I am, as laid back as I am, that's the simple truth about this shit now. I'm not a violent person. This is the fact. This is life. Okay? Sometimes it isn't for self-defense. You feel what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to take a violent action to protect yourself and your loved ones. And sometimes it isn't self-defense. Sometimes you have to be violent and kill people and make things change for the better. Now, look at the events in Egypt. Do you think that if they just act nicely, that the regime would change? That they would stop getting harassed by the police and beating the streets and all? No. No! It had to go down violently and riot-wise and deadly. Hey, revolutions are bloody. All of them. Martin preached peace, but it was still violent. Okay? They still brought out the dogs and the hoses and the ethnic. People still got murdered in Mississippi. Motherfuckers still was getting... It was violent. He preached peace, but at the end of the day, it was violent, though. Even though that's what he was preaching against, it, at the end of the day, it was violent. Alright, it's always a time to kill, sometimes, okay? You can always find a reason to actually, that you may have to take a fucking human life. Would you do it? That's one of the questions. There are many reasons that I can think of as a time to kill, but some people couldn't do it if their life depended on it. I know people who could kill anybody if their life depended on it. You feel what I'm saying? If somebody was literally breaking in their house and they had a gun, they would not be able to squeeze the trigger to kill that motherfucker. And to these people, actually, what the fuck is wrong with you? So here go the question. Number one, could you take another person's life? Now, I want you to think about that before you answer it, all right? Really think about that. Number two, do you think killing someone is ever justified if the person killed did not take anyone else's life? I had a recent show about capital punishment. I remember some of you answers. I'm going to see how many hypocrites I got out here. Have you ever contemplated killing somebody? And if so, what did they do to you to make you feel like you wanted to fucking kill their ass? Well, you ever contemplated killing somebody? No? You never thought about killing nobody? Never? Maybe I'm crazy, but I don't believe you. Of course, he's on probation. So, number five. If someone breaks into your home, do you think they should die for that act? Because... do you think a robbery is worth somebody's life? If somebody breaks in your house, well, would you kill them? Yeah. Would you shoot to kill? Yeah. If they broke in your house? You got to? Yeah. You got to? Yeah. Well, he's not killed. He just came to rob you. He's not going to kill you. He just wants to steal. So you should kill him.
You and that motherfucker, I'm invited. I'm going to tell your ass up.
Okay, we'll get into that one. It's kind of controversial. Have you ever, this is the last question. Have you ever had to kill someone? And if so, how did it change you? This is the military included, okay? If you was ever in the service and you had to kill somebody, make no mistake about it. If you kill somebody, even in the military, if you was an ex-cop and you killed somebody, you took a life, you killed. Whether you can say that's your job or whatever, but that was the time to kill, all right? I want to hear from the military people tonight. Okay, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. First up, I'm going to the phone line. Hey, 50-381. What's poppin'? You on the line with K100.
Yeah, just had a comment. I guess it's between God and you, what the situation is. And, you know, pretty much I personally probably couldn't do it, but it all depends on what happened. I mean, if something like a rape of a child, I would probably be right behind that person.
You kill them. You take their life. You kill
them
dead.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Really. So you can actually pull the trigger and shoot someone and blow their brains out up close. Might have to be up close. You never know. You can do that.
I don't I could, but, I mean, in that kind of situation, you never know what would make you snap. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Do you think...
When it comes to a child, yeah.
But you say yeah, they should be killed, but could you kill them personally? If what if it was your child?
If it was my child, yeah. I'd probably cut something off. I know that much.
Okay.
I might not use a gun, but I might cut something out.
All right. Well, do you think that killing someone is ever justified if the person that's killed did not take anyone else's life? That's justified? You're going to take their life. Now, they may have raped a kid or molested a kid, but they didn't kill the kid. So now you want to kill them, but you can't undo. You want to kill them. That's what you just said, right? So you think it's okay?
My thing is, as far as, like, killing someone, I don't think I would have the heart to do it myself. But to sit there and judge someone else what they did, I ain't going to throw any stones at someone because, for example, they drug a kid behind a truck in an area that I know or something for no reason at all and
right.
killed him. So, I mean, tied him by his ankles and drug him. And these people haven't even been charged yet or been nothing. So, yeah, those type of people should be something dealt with.
Wait a minute, first of all, where do you live at? Where in the A50 do you live? I don't know about this story. Where do you stay?
In Panama City, Florida.
Okay, that's my hometown.
When I first moved here in 96, there was a story of a boy and we were all hitched up. And they tied him up around the ankles and drug him behind the truck. And I don't even think, I think they were in prison, but they should have been executed. That was just pure murder, you know? That was just wrong.
Okay. So have you ever contemplated killing someone? Not that you're going to go through it, but has anyone ever did anything to you that you was like, I'm thinking about killing this motherfucker?
Killing, no. I'm going to say I'm just a wimp. I don't think I've thought that far, no.
No?
Honestly, no.
Oh.
So I guess I'm a chicken shit.
People are going to ask people that call in tonight, and they're going to say, yeah, you know, I came to my senses and shit, but at the end of the day, they actually thought about killing the motherfucker. But they didn't do it, but they contemplated it. They thought, so that's all I'm asking you. Have you ever really sat and was like, man, I'm about to go kill this? You know, you really, but you didn't do it, but you contemplated actually killing the motherfucker. I want to know, if you said no, but to the people who on the phone line who answers yes, I want to know what that person did to you. Because obviously, you know, they didn't kill you or they didn't harm you because you're sitting here thinking about going to kill someone. So whatever they did, you know, unless it was a loved one or something that they killed, which is I can understand. You feel what I'm saying? But I want to know if anybody on the phone line has ever had enough and sitting down contemplating killing the motherfucker. You feel me? Even though you didn't do it, but you really was seriously thinking about it. I want to know what they did to you make you do that. So but you said no, so I'll go to the next question. Alright. Now, violence, do you think, and this is pertaining to current events, people. I hope everybody calling in tonight is kind of watching the news a little bit and watching what's going on in Egypt. Very serious state of affairs, and it really affects this country if you know anything about world politics. But that's a whole other show, and I'm not going to go there. But do you think violence and killing should be used to enact change? Revolutions are bloody, okay? Now, would you participate if it was a violent uprising and we had to revolt because our government started just killing people for nothing and putting people in jail for shit and beating the hell out of people just randomly, and it had to be a revolution. That's how this whole country got started, and it was bloody. Would you be a part of that if it was necessary? Do you think you could kill in order for your children to have a better future?
That would be me just signing up for the service. I guess that's the same thing.
Uh-huh. Are you in the military?
No, my father was, and I have nephews and everything. But that question's pertaining, that's like, would be defending my country. The only thing is I'm just not in the service. It's doing the same thing.
So you would sign up because that you know you're gonna, you know if that would ever happen in this country.
If it happened in this country,
you're going to have to kill somebody. People are going to die. You're going to get killed.
I guess if it came down to, like, pretty much if you had no choice and, you know, you had nothing else but to do was to stick up for yourself, then, yeah, because of the situation. But right now I really can't say what's going on. It's getting kind of there, you know, it's getting kind of sad. I mean, they're making them people walk out of the country. Like some people, Americans, are trying to get back home from there, and they can't, and they're just forcing them out of the country, and everything's going crazy over there. I mean, it's like
it's talking about the end of the world. It's bloodier than what they're telling us about. People are getting killed in the street because you got motherfuckers roaming around in packs, murder gangs, and everything is going down. Old beef scores getting settled, all kinds of shit, because there's no police. And that's what would happen in America. So, you know, at that point, would you kill? Could you kill? You said, yeah, it would be like being in the military, but you're not going to be getting the paycheck for this, babe. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's just sticking up for yourself. I'm pretty much, I guess, standing your own ground.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, this is the last question. Well, you said you never had to do it, but do you know anybody close to you that has had to kill somebody?
I've had
anybody in the military who was in a war.
Relatives, friends, my dad was in the service. Uncles, nephews, quite a few people.
How did it affect? How do you think that it affected them? Did you know them before they killed? And then I'm trying to get the effect of killing someone. How does it happen?
I have a cousin. He was in Saudi. Uh-huh. And before he went there, he is totally different when he came back home. And when you ask him certain things, he can't even talk about it. It's just like talking to a brick wall. They refuse. It's like, I guess because of the way they were trained or whatever, or because of what happened, it's just so hard to talk about. I remember when I was a kid, there was a man that was in Vietnam, and he used to talk to a telephone pole. I'm dead serious, every day.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he walked up to us and started talking to us. And we're like, what happened? I'm for real. You think I'm... it's not a joke, I swear to God.
Right.
And he told us he started getting medicine for his problem, and then he told us what happened. He used to be a body man to pick up the men that died in the helicopter in Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
And that's what happened. He was crazy. But then when he started getting his medicine, he told us what his problem was. He was picking up bodies in Vietnam, and he was a medic.
Oh, wow.
And I guess that's pretty much what happens. You snap. You don't come out of it. And he
seriously,
for years, talked to a telephone pole, and then explained him what was going on when he started taking his crazy medicine. So.
Right. I mean, that's trauma, though. That's trauma.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's trauma.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's a form of trauma or something, but, I mean, I want to know the person who had to actually go up and just open up, you know, a AK-47 in somebody's chest, or somebody broke into their house and they shot and killed them, or they got into a fight after the club and they shot somebody. You feel me?
Here's another example. I know somebody that literally killed somebody in defense of themselves. Pulled a gun out on him. He said he didn't spend one day in jail, but he felt like he's been living in prison for the rest of his life since that day. Does that explain it?
Yeah, but I personally don't think that I would feel the same way. Yeah. All right. Look, thanks for calling, though. I really appreciate you calling and representing for the 850 for me. You know, that's my hometown, too. So
no problem.
Thanks. Call back into the show. Stay on the line if you want to. If you can, stay on the line. And let us, I have my homies in the building. What's happening? Yo, hold on a second. Yo, thanks for calling this. Grab that seat right there for me.
Have a good night.
All right, thanks. Caller.
Thank you.
So, look, I got my special in-house guest. He just walked in and walked up behind me, tapped me on the shoulders. You feel what I'm saying? I got my homie Sean Foster in the building with me. What's going on? Hold on. Let me get some headphones set up over here real quick, everybody. And we're going to get him on. We're going to have a conversation with him about what we're talking about. Yeah. Hold on. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 149. A Time to Kill. And what we're talking about on the show today is, when do you think it is a time to kill? Is killing justified? You feel me? Do you know anybody who had to take another person's life, and how did it affect them? Did they go fucking crazy, like some people tend to do, or whatever? You know what I'm saying? But before I get into that, I want to let my homie Sean Foster go ahead and scoot up in here to the mic real quick. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? So my homie Sean Foster's in the building. And like I said, we're going to spin a song that we did together called Gray. This is a great collaboration and a great song. So everybody that's listening to this via the podcast and who's calling on the lines, in case you've never heard that song, I want to make sure you get it. And also just, you know, saying give him some shine because he's in the building and he's traveled out of town to come holler at me. So, man, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming to the studio. You feel me? All right.
Glad to be here, man.
Right, man. So how was your trip getting here and how's everything going for you with your career?
It's good, man. Coming from Chicago, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, whatever. It's freaking cold as hell up there. But
yeah.
I don't know if I should be a keep it PC, but
right.
Yeah.
Right, for sure. So, real quick, man, and I'm doing like an impromptu really kind of sort of interview, but I'm still going to get back on topic real quick. So, you guys on the line, y'all, hang on, come back. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back to the phone lines in a second. All right. But, I want to talk to you real quick about, you know, what it's like, you know, being an indie artist and how, what's your grind like right now with everything that you got going on with your group and everything?
Oh, man, we got, we got an album coming out in about 2 months from the rock side. You
right.
Know, I see myself more as a producer than I do anything else.
Right.
But we got about 6 songs mixed and mastered, 5 more to go, and so about a month from now we'll have a full-length album ready to go.
Right.
But yeah, it's just, you know, it's a grind, but, you know, I love it, man.
Right. Do you think the grind for the rock artist is the same as the rappers like me? It's different?
You know, it's got to be.
It's got to be. Yeah, I know it is.
We did great, man. It was so easy, you know,
right.
16 beats.
Right.
Like, all
right,
cool.
Right.
We're going to move on to the next one where it's rock. It's that 5-minute song. You got to keep it, you know, keep it there for the whole time.
Right. It's definitely not the same performing it live.
Exactly.
Exactly not the same. You feel what I'm saying? But that I'd love to perform, of course, that song one day. We're going to make that happen at some point. You know what I'm saying? We just got to get it to the masses and to the people. But it's a great song that we got. Now, I'm going to go ahead and jump back into what I'm talking about on the show and take a couple of calls. You see, because I got a couple of people on the line. Most of them start dialing in around 9-ish. But we still got people on the line right now that want to talk with their hand raised. So we're going to come to them. 985-443 and 850. All right? So all you guys will come in that order. All right? Once again, the number is 347-934-0966 and hit the number 1. Okay, so right now, I'm talking about, for my episode 149, it's called A Time to Kill. And I got a couple of questions, all right? I'm talking about, when is it ever justified to take another life? You feel what I'm saying?
Tough question.
It is. You know what I'm saying? But everybody is going to answer it differently. Depends on what kind of person you are, what you've been through in life. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
The way I see things may not be the way everybody sees things. You feel me? But it's because of what I've been through. You feel what I'm saying? So the first question is, could you take another person's life? You know, think hard before you answer it.
Could I take another person's life? I guess if he or she was threatening my life, then maybe. You know, but who knows? You know, when you're staring down the barrel or whatever.
Could you pull it? Do you think you'd like to think that you could pull it?
I would like to think that I could pull it if if my family or my friends or anybody is in danger, then I don't think that would be a hard decision, but. You know, how do you sit there and engage? What's right? And it's in a split second half the time.
So the second question, do you think killing someone is ever justified if the person didn't take anyone's life? Vis-a-vis someone breaks into someone's house and they kill them. Now, they weren't there. They didn't have a gun on them, or they didn't rush. They didn't approach them or anything, but they were in your house. They came to steal, not to kill, but they maybe didn't think you were home. They didn't attack you. They didn't have a gun on them. But you kill them.
Yeah.
That's an example. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the question again is, do you think killing someone is ever justified if the person that is killed did not take anyone else's life or threaten it?
Yeah, I can't say that it is, no. I don't know. Again, tough question.
If I'm on a jury, and this guy comes to me, and they got this guy on trial who goes to work a 9-to-5 every fucking day, and he's just at home, and the guy thinks he's on vacation or something, but plans change, and this guy's in his house stealing, and he wakes up in the middle of the night and catches him, and he blows his fucking brains out. I'm not sending that guy to prison.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm not on a jury that he gets convicted on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not gonna happen in my world.
Yeah.
Because I feel like. No, he didn't threaten you or whatever. You could have just said, what are you doing? And he held his hands up. But if you just came and just, this stranger is in your house and the first thing you do is, what do I? What am I going to send you to jail now?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I mean, and this comes from, I have some experience. So, like, I would rather shoot him in the leg, do something like that first. But then again, you know, you never know when you're in that situation, man. You never know.
I'm gonna aim high next time. I made my mind about that part.
Yeah.
Actually be cheaper. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole other story. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Probably would have cost me about $20,000 richer had I
done
it.
Well, the problem is, you shoot them in the leg, then all of a sudden, what are they going to do? They're going to sue you?
Yeah, they get to tell a side.
Yeah, exactly.
See, when you kill them, it's only your side.
Exactly.
But when they get to talk to, So next time, I just go ahead and run my side over.
Well, Florida now, they got the rule, like, if you feel threatened,
right,
you can take them out
no matter what. Yeah, yeah. I like it. I'm for that rule.
Yeah.
Because if sometimes they don't make a threat, they just do it.
Exactly.
And so if you hesitate, it could be your life.
Exactly.
You feel them? They don't threaten. Real killers don't threaten. They make a move. You feel what I'm saying?
They do it, yeah.
So if you just feel like they're about to make a move, if they're a real killer, then you want to, what is this, high noon?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Draw. You know what I'm saying? Who goes first? You know what I'm saying? So if they're a real killer and they really mean you harm, they don't hesitate.
Exactly.
So they don't warn you or threaten you. They do it. They act.
Just got to act.
Right. Okay. So that's why I feel the way I feel about that.
No, hey. All
right. You know what I'm saying? So, this is a good question. You got to be honest now, unless you actually intend on carrying this out. Have you ever contemplated killing someone? And if so, what did they do to make you feel like you wanted them dead? Like, has anyone ever did something to you so much you thought about, man, I should kill that motherfucker?
Yeah, maybe when I was a kid, stupid or something.
But not in your adult life?
No,
I've been that. I've been that, man.
Yeah.
I've been that, man.
There have been times. But maybe when I was like 19 or something and just fired up. But I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
That's tough.
All right. I've been that man.
The heat is on. The heat is on.
Yeah, I've been that man. So I put that into two parts. Right, so I'll put the next one. Violence and killing, this is also a good way. And this is pertaining to what's going on in Egypt right now, kind of, sort of. Not pertaining to it, but alluding to the fact, all right? Should violence and killing be used to enact change? Revolutions are bloody. Would you participate if needed? If we had to have a revolution, like what they're doing over there in Egypt, they basically have to take their country back, and they happen to do it violently. They're fighting with the police. People are dying. They're looting. They're getting killed. The shit's hitting the fan over there, proverbially.
Would I be on board?
If that was us, which is, if you really know what's going on, we're not too far away.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No doubt,
you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Shit could really go bad quickly here, and people could get that way. If we have to, do you think it's okay to kill in the name of change?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, that's how we've become what we are.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like revolutions after revolutions.
So you would take a life in that instance?
If somebody came into my house, United States or whatever, I'd be the first one to join up on a militia.
All right. So last one. Have you or anyone else had to kill someone, or do you know anybody, maybe a military member, or anybody that had to kill someone, and did they change after they took that life?
I have known several people that have had to kill people, and they do change. They do change. I mean, they're just harder. You know,
harder?
Yeah, just in the sense, like, they're emotional. You know, you just can't get to them too easy.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. Like one of my friends is was an Army Ranger, and you know, talking to him, and he killed hundreds and hundreds of people, and it's just like, to him, it doesn't even register, but he doesn't want to talk about it.
Right.
You know,
I think it does change people, especially that was the kind of question for my people who know military people who might have been married to a military person, anything like that, because you know, everybody likes to. You know, we have a lot of people who listen to the show, and they might get on some biblical stuff, and they say, well, you know, thou shalt not kill, and they'll quote the Bible or whatever, anything like that.
Yeah.
And I tell them, you know what I'm saying? It says don't kill, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't say in the name of, or it's okay to, or whatever. It does down the line kind of justify some acts by those people, but it still says in your commandments, don't do it.
However,
but at the same time, you'll notice a lot of those people will actually tell you, well, yeah, I killed somebody if... You know what I'm saying? At the same time.
But then again, you know what? That's so skewed, because the Bible also says that, you know, talks about war, you know,
and
things like that. So, like, yes, it says do not kill, but...
But I feel like even the people who believe wholeheartedly in the Bible still can find it in their heart to do it. More of them can than won't, even though that's a number one commandment.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
But again,
people do it all the time. And people who believe in the Bible wholeheartedly, they kill.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of idiots out there, too. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We're going to go to the phone line. Rasty Ross, what's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
What'd it do?
Because I know you're talking, but I can't hear you. Yeah, I can't. Hold on, let me get this together. I may need batteries for this. For that. All right, go ahead, Rasty.
What's up?
What's going on with you, man?
You know, I had to call in on this subject.
So go ahead and tell me. Ask me the first question.
All right, hold on.
Let me get to the first question. Hold on, let me get to the first question. All right, here we go. All right. Could you take another person's life?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
You could? You really think you could?
I know I can.
You know you can. Okay, no, make sure you don't incriminate yourself on the
I'm
show.
Not,
all right. All right. You know what I'm saying?
So
you say you could take another person's life, and you said it definitively. Now, I happen to know that you do believe in the Bible, though.
I do. Moses killed. Should even Moses kill?
Well, yeah. No, well, hold on a second. All right, yeah, I'm trying to get some things to get my headphone thing working. No, what I'm saying, Raspy, is it says you saying you could, but it actually tells you not to now. I want to remind you that when I come down and ask you a couple of questions down, all right?
They don't have no buts in it or nothing like that. They say,
thou should not kill.
God's going to have to forgive me. If not, I even got a song. Well, I said if I have to sit in hell for protecting Renee, my mom, I told y'all can have a good day.
Right.
I'm not
the one that you have to convince, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, or justify that too. Because I feel like, and in fact, I do know that I could too. So let me go to the next question though. Do you think that killing someone is ever justified if the person killed did not take anyone else's life?
Yeah, like you said, up in a time of kill. You know what I'm saying? Because I know people who done been molested by a man. And when they see that man, you know what I'm saying, they can just literally just freeze. You know what I'm saying? Because nothing happened to them. You know what I'm saying? Nothing happened to the person that molested them. Man, I can't say I can't imagine, but just think about how someone would feel, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that took their innocence from them and molested them.
Uh-huh.
And nothing happens to that person. You got to see that person. I refuse to have any of my sisters, mama, I don't have no kids. I refuse to have them be able to ever have to see that person ever again in life.
Right. Okay. So I can understand that. A lot of people, the molestation of a child, you feel what I'm saying? And stuff like that. People always feel like that's the time to kill, like in the movie with Sam Jackson. And that's, of course, where I stole the name of the show from. You know what I'm saying? The guy's basically brutally raping his daughter. They don't die. He guns their ass down in the motherfucking courtroom. And to that, like I said, bravo. I can understand that. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? I get that. But at the end of the day, you saying that at the same time knowing that that's a number one cardinal sin, a number one commandment that God does not want you to do.
See, that's what people get. Everything with the commandments mixed up. Everything God tell you to do is a commandment. No sin is greater than other. So if I knock your head off and I lie to my child, that's both the same thing in God's eyes. No sin is greater than other sin.
All right. Well, okay. All right. So... But you still know that, you know, that's not really justified in his eyes. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, all right. So, have you ever contemplated killing someone? And if so, what did they do to you to make you contemplate killing them?
I plead the fifth.
Okay, all right. He pleads the fifth on that. I'll move on. No. I'm moving on. You know what I'm saying? If someone breaks into your house and, you know... You killed him. You know what I'm saying? Do you think that's okay? Now, they're not threatening you. They didn't run towards you. But they in your house, 3 o'clock in the morning, middle of the night, you coming down to fix a sandwich, or you hear some shit rumbling, you coming downstairs, it's the motherfucker in your house. They don't rush you. They don't have a gun. They see you. You see them. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And then that's it. And then you get startled, and then you just shoot and kill them. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
To me, I don't know what's on your mind. All I know is that you had enough nuts to come into my house. So you had enough nuts
but
to come into
my
house.
But that makes you a thief, not a murderer.
Well, let me finish. You had enough nuts to come in my house, so I don't know what's on your mind. You know what I'm saying? You was crazy enough to come up in this motherfucker not knowing if I was here or not. So all the way around, you telling me fuck me to start off with.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So automatically that person deserves to die, even though they didn't threaten you. They're going to steal, because, you know, you say you got the balls to come in the house. Well, that's what thieves do. They steal, but they don't necessarily mean they got the balls to be a killer.
Hey, you had to
kill them.
Hey, just like killing and stealing. That's like you say, one of the top commandments. That's another one. Thou shalt not steal.
So would they cancel each other out now? Is that what you're trying to, what do you mean?
Well, you should have brought your ass in here. That's what it means.
Okay, that's that. You know what I'm saying? Sure, and I know you real big on which is why I'm glad you called. I know you real big on world events and what's going down. You feel me? Should violence be used to enact change and revolutions? You know, revolutions are bloody. Would you participate in a bloody revolution? Would you kill in the name of change?
I'm already in the midst of one. You know what I'm saying? Every revolution, like you kept saying that before you said it, I was saying that to myself. Every revolution has to be blood.
Every true revolution. A true revolution.
Yeah, yeah.
In the history of this of human beings, has there been a non-bloody revolution? Some massively
revolution.
Bloody, but all of them bloody.
Yeah, it's going to get bloody. It's going to get bloody everywhere in a minute. So everybody that's listening in, if y'all not ready to get bloody, y'all might as well just go ahead and let them lock y'all up in some camps or something, because everybody get bloody everywhere in a minute.
I would ask you, what do you mean by that? But that's going to take us down a whole other path, Raspy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'll take us somewhere else.
You know what I'm saying? You're right. All right. Have you or anyone else close to you ever killed someone? Have you ever... You know, without incriminating yourself, or anybody that you know, service people, or somebody that you know that went to jail for murder, now they got out so you could talk about it. If they did, if you know anybody, how did it change them? Did it make them crazy?
Yeah, I know quite a few people who they killed somebody.
And what happened?
And the difference is, see, once they didn't kill somebody, all it does, like anything you do, once you did it once, it makes it easier for you.
That's what you think? Some people are traumatized to the point they can't ever hold a gun or look at a gun again.
Yeah.
What about
some shit pop off.
Until some shit pop off and you think they're going to bounce right back?
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Right
some people
back.
Are really fucked up about it.
You know what I'm saying? Once you kill, from my experience with the people I know, once they have killed, you know what I'm saying, it makes them a colder person.
You know, Sean, you said the person was colder, right? You said the person that you talked about was colder?
Yeah.
Is that a word that you
describe? That is the word I would use to describe it, right?
Colder,
there.
Huh?
Cold.
So it makes them a colder person, and it's easier for them to do it again because they did it already.
What's the term? Like the cold eyes, the black eyes?
Right.
Like, I don't know what it is. It's like the dead eyes, like people that have killed a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
There's no life in their eyes.
Wow. I don't know, man. I had an uncle who was in Nam, and I think that's why he ended up turning to drugs. You feel what I'm saying? To cope with the shit that he's seen over there. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of our vets and stuff, you know what I'm saying, who go to these war zones need to come back to, like, they should never, ever be homeless or really have to do anything, especially if they've seen some major combat. If you know they've seen major combat, I don't give a fuck if they come back and they're the worst alcoholic in the world. Everybody deals with shit differently. So if that's what made you an alcoholic, if you had no history of being a drug addict before you went over there and killed in the name of this country and you got back and now you a crackhead, well, then you should still never have to worry about where you're going to sleep. All right? I don't care how they fix it. I don't care how they do it. That should change because you're fucked up and you're on drugs probably because you had to kill a couple hundred people. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And a direct order that you were told to do by your superior. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't get that part. You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole other discussion. You feel me? It is. But you say they're colder. People say they're crazy. The first caller said the guy was talking to a telephone pole. You know what I'm saying?
They feel no one can understand them, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a partner who went to war. And he's so fucked up, he still keeps AKs in his house, but he's not allowed to have any bullets. Like, he can't have no bullets around him. Like,
mm-hmm.
All his guns in his house are guns. He don't have no magazines, no bullets, and his family always goes there and checks on him.
Okay. So, but like I said, he was in the military. So, and I asked that specific question because of the military shit and kind of sort of what's going on over there and over there. People need to recognize what's popping off and be prepared for war. Be prepared to kill. There is a time to kill. It could actually be around the corner. You don't even see it coming. Okay?
Yes, indeed.
I'm trying to tell you people what's really popping off. I'm having this show because I don't want you people to be out here with a false sense of security, like you may never have to go through life without being put in a situation that you have to kill a motherfucker. So I'm here to prepare you for such. All right? All right,
I'm gonna call back in before the after party.
All right. Well, I'm only doing a 2-hour show tonight, so.
All right, y'all be easy.
Enjoy
y'all night.
All right. So that was my homie Raspberry Ross. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Once again, the number is 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Hey, my homie P-Red said he's going to call into the show in a minute also. My co-host. I got my homie Sean Foster in here. With me on the phone line. Let's see, 850-866, you're up next. T. Lewis, I see you. Twinkle, I see you. I see Michigan girl on the line. Oh, she's going to hit the number one or not. Once again, 347-934-0966. Once again, I got my homie Sean Foster, my great collaborator that did the song Great Wit. He's in studio with me tonight. Thanks for coming by, homie.
I'm glad that you're here, man. It's good to see you, brother.
For sure, man. I haven't seen this guy since elementary. A lot of y'all know that we went to school together, and that's how we even know each other. He's a surfer guy. I was selling dope. You know what I'm saying? Two different paths.
I was smoking it, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Two different paths. We all both went down that way. He went this way. And funny how the love of music brought us back. And thanks, Mark Zuckerberg, for Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Facebook and the love of music, we had a common interest. And I tell people all the time when I'm talking about it, they're like, you know, y'all sound so good on the tone together. It sounds like it's such a great collaborative effort. Y'all cool? I'm like, man, I haven't seen the guy. This is my first time seeing this guy since elementary. Literally. You know, except for Facebook.
It has been that long.
It's been a long time, man. And, you know what I'm saying? We went to elementary school together and some
Cherry Street.
Cherry Street, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Facebook, we found each other on Facebook. We was like, oh, what's happening? I was like, damn, man. I was totally... Blast from the past, but we both do music. We both are into the music industry. He's got a rock group, and his group is great. I'm gonna post up that link.
I appreciate it,
I'm gonna post up that link that you sent me in my inbox on the K100 page, so they can hear that.
Nice.
Of course, I'm gonna post Gray up again.
We gotta get that song out there.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
trying to hand it to as many people as I can.
Yeah,
just trying to get a put because just the song, man. Like, yeah. I don't know, from the history back in Cherry Street,
right.
You know, coming to now and, like,
right.
What the song represents, it means so much to me. I just want to share it to the world, you know?
Yeah, it should be heard all across the world. If people would just listen to that song, we might not have so much shit popping off. You know what I'm saying? But it is. But so I'm glad to have him in the studio with me tonight, and he's sitting in with me, and we over here, we getting to it. We won't say what we're doing, but we're having a good time over here partying. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Mike, what's happening, homie? Thanks for calling in, man. Mike,
what's up, Blizzum?
What's going on, man?
The show.
Hey, man.
Day by day, man.
Hey. So I got the homie Sean Foster in here too, right? You hear him, right? The homie from the hometown too, man. Holler at him.
What's up?
Yeah. Well, hey, what's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. How you doing, brother?
Hey, you got a brother?
No, I don't. You got a little sister.
Okay. I went to school with Josh Foster. I was just wondering if that was your brother.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry, man.
Okay.
Wait, what school did you go to? Did you go to Bay or what?
Bay High. I went to Bay High and A.D. Harris.
Oh, okay, yeah. I went to A.D. Harris at one point, and then, I went to Mosley.
Yeah.
You went to Bay, right?
I went to Bay, too, yeah.
Yeah, so we parted ways there.
What year did you go to A.D. Harris?
Oh, man, it was like, what was that? That's when it was a sixth grade center.
Yeah, sixth grade center. So we were,
yeah.
I don't know what year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I went to Patterson. Yeah. I went to Paris.
Okay.
All right. So, great. I mean, I love talking to people from my hometown. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? People listening right now. People listening like, wait a minute. It's like two white people. No. You know what I'm saying? I got two white guys. I got a white guy in the studio with me, white guy on the phone with me. Both of them cool as fuck. I fucks with both of them heavy. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's like, Pleasant, what the guy? They probably listening right now like, yo, I didn't even know you had more than, I didn't know you had eight white friends. You got two on the phone. You fucking closed minded bastards really don't know me. Alright? You know what I'm saying? I fucks with people with good heart, good intentions. Alright? That's just it with me.
A100.
That's it, man. You feel me? So I'm glad to have both of you guys, Sean here and Mike on the line. So, Mike, let's go ahead and jump into it. Episode 149. Okay, Mike. K100. Could you take another person's life?
You know, this one's going to be kind of hard because I'm changing right. I'm changing for the better right now.
Uh-huh.
Read the question again.
Could you take another person's life? Could you kill someone?
Yeah, for family and friends, yeah.
So, guy comes into your house, 3 o'clock in the morning, he's not armed, he doesn't rush you, he doesn't threaten you, right? He's just in there, you just catch him in the middle of stealing, or you just happen to walk in on him. You feel it's all right?
I used to think that way. I used to think that way.
But now you don't think that way.
No. I probably, you know, I don't know. I might buy a pistol, you know, sometime soon and have it in the house.
Uh-huh.
That way when he do come in, I could, you know, have it. But I just throw my hands on him.
Okay.
Know? Yeah, I'm not going to.
Okay. You just rather beat his ass then.
Yeah.
Of course. No, Mike, I think you are a reformed violent motherfucker. I think you've been through enough anger management, now you're kind of cool. But I feel it, Mike. I feel you used to really be a violent motherfucker. I don't know. Maybe I'm guessing wrong.
Yeah.
I might be. I don't know.
Like I said, man, this is a sore subject with me, kind of, and it's right when I'm trying to change. So.
Okay.
I'm doing
Mike,
better.
Listen, this is what I'm trying to get everybody that's on the phone line to understand. If what you mean by change, you get to a point where you feel like killing is never justified, Mike, stop, Mike. I don't want you to get to that point, Mike, because I feel like everybody in this world we live in, everybody should have it in their heart to kill a motherfucker, Mike, because you never.
Okay.
Look, we don't live in heaven. This is not Eden, okay? This is not some paradise. This is the real world where shit pops off. I would like to thank me, my friends, and everybody who I give a fuck about, which is you, my partner. You're a great supporter of my music. You're part of K100. You always support what I'm doing. So I fuck with you, Mike. I don't want you to get to a point where you feel like killing is never the answer. No, because now you're sitting duck in this world we live in. You feel what I'm saying? And this is what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. By episode 149, pay attention, people. A time to kill, what I'm trying to get across to you tonight is, it doesn't necessarily make you a bad person if you have it in your heart to kill a person. You feel me? I think, because I live in the reality of the world in which we live in, I think that it's okay to be prepared and have it in your heart to take a life. I feel like nothing's wrong with that if circumstances dictate that. That's why I'm asking about these different questions and these different set of circumstances, because people say, well, killing is never the answer. Oh, really? Well, what if? You know, well, what if? You feel what I'm saying? But if you have it in your heart to kill, you just do it. If you don't, you just don't. You're not cut out for it.
Yeah.
But in this world in which we live, you should be cut out for it, or at least work on that. You know what I'm saying? So, if you were the type of person that used to fight just for nothing and all that and just doing silly shit, change that. But don't ever take it out of your heart to be able to have to kill the motherfucker. And people might listen to this and say, you know, you're a violent son of a bitch. No, I live in reality. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Right. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think anybody should ever get to a point, whether you're changing or not, to where you feel like, I could never take another person's life. Well, you never know where the fuck, you don't know what's going to happen. And you don't want to be that person that's in that situation. And you don't want to be that person in certain situations.
You don't want to be the guy that's grabbing the tennis racket.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be that person. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I'm alluding to. So I just think that everybody should have it in their heart to be able to kill a motherfucker. Not go out and rob the liquor store and shoot the clerk in the fucking head for $40. Kill a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm hitting at. You feel what I'm saying, Mike?
I got you.
All right. So the next question. All right? The violence be used to enact change. I know you up on world events. You know, we talk about things in K100, and I see you posting up stuff, and I know you read news. You know what's going on in Egypt? They're having a revolution right now, and it's bloody.
Yeah.
They are overthrowing their government, and people are dying in the streets. They're not telling you everything, but they are. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Do you think that killing in the name of change is good? Mind you, still taking, like, still killing someone, by the way. Just want to make sure I keep that.
See,
yeah.
I haven't been watching much of the Egypt thing, so I ain't caught all the details.
Well, basically,
I don't know.
It's a revolution, Mike.
Yeah,
like
I don't know. I don't,
war, Revolutionary War. We've done it over here in America. That's why we're having this conversation now. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody decided to kill for change. You feel me? And now you have America.
Yeah, I got to do my homework on that one. But as soon as I find out what that is, I could answer it.
Well, no. I'm saying you ain't got to talk about Egypt, period. I'm talking about do you think it's all right to kill in order for change? If the police start rounding up everybody with blonde hair right now and started saying, you motherfuckers, we're going to kill you or we're going to lock you up. If they start coming and saying, we're going to seize all your properties for the government, we're going to sell it all to China or whatever the fuck, we're dissolving the country.
Yeah.
Would you kill for that? Would you fight for that?
Yeah, we got to go to war, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you would mount up and be ready to kill in order to stop that from happening.
I gotta say this, man.
Uh-huh.
I personally don't know how anybody cannot be willing to kill for change as an American.
Right. Because that's the whole point. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
We're here because and the fact that not only that, and then it was a separate battle for black people to have to fucking get violent to get to the point where me and Sean can just sit here and fucking have a beer and have this conversation.
There's always,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
People had to die for this to happen, people.
Where we're at in 2010 is a result
of
killing for change.
So if you're an American and you don't believe in killing for change, you're just reaping all kind of benefits of motherfuckers who did. You know what I'm saying? For real? Right. Every day you over here in this fucking country, you flick your lights on, and you flick your water on, and you got nice water, and you got public transportation, and all this other shit, and you got grocery stores, and all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, and of course, you know, I'm not just in love with America like that. This is Blizzard. You know what I'm saying? I keep it 100. But at the end of the day, that is a fact because people believe in order to enact change, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? So if you're an American man, you living here, you plushed out like this, because we all plushed out compared to some places, no matter what you're going through. You should be ready to do the same thing if you have to. You feel what I'm saying? So the last question, Mike.
All right.
Do you know anybody who ever had to kill anybody? If not you, who had to kill someone, maybe kill numerous people. They could be a military member or a friend who had to kill somebody for whatever and maybe did a little time and got out or didn't do any time. If you do know anybody that had to kill somebody, how did they change? Did they become... what Sean and somebody else said, more cold? Did they go crazy?
No, I know somebody in the military I went to school with, and he's pretty screwed up over it. So I ain't gonna say cold at all.
No, but he's mentally gone. He did change.
Yeah, he. From what he tells me, I can't tell when I'm talking to him, but he's telling me it's affecting him bad. So
really,
he didn't fight or do nothing growing up, and then. Bam, they got put on the front line, I guess, and do what they had to do, and, you know, so it screwed them up, basically.
Wow. Well, I think that would, too. I think that would, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Oh, yeah, one last question.
Yeah.
I think it would screw you up if you never want to do anything. But I got one last question, Mike. I'm going to the next caller. Have you ever contemplated killing someone? Has anyone ever made you so mad that you really sat down and thought, man, I'm going to go kill this motherfucker, but you didn't do it, but you just contemplated doing it? Now, don't answer that if you're still planning on contemplating doing it. But if you know, you don't let it ride. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
I have.
Let it ride. What did they do to you to make you want to do that?
I'm not going to get into details, but it was over my brother.
Okay, it was over your brother? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, somebody fucking with a loved one.
Yeah.
People don't,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
people,
yeah,
they,
yeah,
people they love, people don't play about shit like that. You know me?
And I can also say something that has bothered me basically my whole life since I did it is I was at a party,
uh-huh.
and I bumped into a dude, uh-huh. right? And then so I was ready to fight, okay?
Uh-huh.
Next thing I know, there's a group of people in front of me. So I get stole, bam. I didn't
uh-huh.
know who hit me.
Uh-huh.
So I threw some punches at somebody else,
uh-huh.
and then I had a shotgun, but
uh-huh.
I didn't have it. I don't know if I had it with me because I was drunk.
But I
was with a couple of friends from Bay High, and they
uh-huh.
They didn't give it to me. You know, I don't know where it was, but I was ready
uh-huh.
to go in there and just let go. You know. So.
Yeah.
But I'm
okay.
past all that. You know. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just got punched in the face. People, journalists, you know what I'm saying, you ready to go in there and do it, do the damn thing.
Yeah.
You think you'd have win there and did it?
I hurt myself over it because I was going to do it. So
uh-huh.
it hurt me later on, like, man, I was going to do it, you know. I lost control,
yeah.
so.
Right,
but,
right, right.
You know, so.
No, but you didn't do it, so you didn't lose control.
Yeah,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
He's actually right. You didn't really do it, but. Yeah, you didn't do it.
But it
yeah.
hurt like I did, because I would have done it, you know?
You remain, you held that control, but it doesn't change
yeah.
the fact that
I don't know if it wasn't holding control, though, because my boys wouldn't give me the gun. I wanted to get the gun,
right.
and, Blizzum, you know Shane Christian, he was there. I think he was the one that stopped me.
I know Shane Christian. Yeah, yeah, that's good. I'm glad Shane stopped you that night, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was with, man, we was... Hey, listen, we was with a bunch of people from Bay High. We was at a Rutherford party.
Oh,
so
man.
They didn't like
right.
that, so, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad, homie. I'm glad they stopped you.
Yeah.
You feel me? You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. That was good friends. I didn't know it at the time because I wanted to get at them, but that was some good friends. I didn't know it, so.
Right,
yeah.
yeah. That's good. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah.
One time for them. You feel
yeah.
me? I'll give you some applause for that. All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling into the show. I'm going to get to the next caller, man, all right?
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
All right.
Take care,
man. All right,
Lee. T. Lewis, what's happening, homie?
What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 149. Oh. A time to kill. T. Lewis.
Yeah.
Could you kill someone? Could you take another person's life?
Yeah. I think I could.
You think you could?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I used to think that I couldn't, but different things happen in life and how I saw stuff in different events, and it's like, yeah. I always hope that it doesn't get to that point, but yeah, it can happen.
But it can happen. You could do it. Okay. So,
yeah.
Do you think killing someone is ever justified if the person that is killed did not threaten the other person's life or did not kill anybody? Is there something that you can do that's justified? Like I said, for that particular question, I'm using the example from the actual movie where I got the title of the show with Sam Jackson. They raped his little girl, and no, they didn't kill her, but they raped her. And beat the hell out of her, and so he fucking gunned their asses down. Like I said, to that, I say bravo. That's something that I would absolutely do if somebody did that to my daughter,
oh.
and I don't give a fuck if they killed her or not. I would murder them and have no problems about going to jail about it. You know what I'm saying? I know for a fact I'm not going to stay in there forever. I'm going to get some leniency. I'm not a thug. I hear robbing and stealing and killing for a living right about now. You feel me? So, therefore, they're going to look at me like a normal person who just snapped. I might do about 5 years. That's worth killing that motherfucker that did that to my baby.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing to talk about. I don't have to think about it. I will murder them if I get the chance, the opportunity to. I'll put a fucking hole in their head. I'd do it in front of anybody if I could. You know what I'm saying? I feel like
yeah.
I feel that movie. I feel that. That's an act that a motherfucker could do to me, to my girl. You feel me? That they're not dead and she's not dead, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready. I want to murder them.
Gladly sit in the cell.
Yeah, I'll do them 5 years, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do no more than five. No, I'm not even going to get close to 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever they sentence me to, I'm going to do about 5. That's worth me doing 5 years in jail for. Some people don't understand that. Some people might think that's ignorant, but I don't. I don't think that's ignorant at all. You know what I'm saying? But that's an example, and that's an extreme example. But it could happen. You feel me? So what do you think, T. Lewis? Do you think killing someone is ever justified if the person didn't kill anyone else or take anyone else's life?
Oh yeah, because matter of fact, it's funny you should mention the movie It did happen in real life. It happened in around 2000 or something. This guy, he actually killed his son's karate instructor because his karate instructor took his son. He kidnapped his son, basically. He got close to the son and basically started molesting him. And so then they ended up finally tracking the guy down. They went and extradited him and brought him back to the state where, you know, because his son was kind of real. His son wasn't jacked up. He still cared about his dad and stuff like that. About all that stuff, about how everything is at that point. And so they interviewed the guy after the fact, man, like I was riding around, and he said, I always ride around with a gun in my glove compartment because I got a concealed weapon permit. And the police told me that they had called him, they were going to extradite him back. He drove around, he said, I was just driving around, he was, he said, I didn't think about killing the guy. I didn't think about killing the guy at all. And then I wasn't thinking about anything about it, but I was just keeping my hand just on something else whenever I was driving. So he said, all of a sudden, it's all about I turned up this guy with my son with an extra reflectivity on something that my son likes to do. So he just got pissed off. So the guy actually went in, put the pistol in his pants, actually, because he didn't have a holster or anything. He just put it in his belt. He pretended like he was on the payphone in the airport. And while they had the guy out of handcuffs, he got off the payphone and then blew the guy's brains out. No trial, no nothing. He's like, the guy's not going to go to trial. I'm just going to blow his brains out right now.
I'm trying to find the problem. Is there a problem? Oh, okay. I don't know. You said that.
And the guy did.
Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that?
Oh, I agree with that wholeheartedly because, first of all, he's going to get the guy that did that is going to get more justice than the little boy. Because it's going to take the little boy a long time to recover. And I say little boy, but he was actually like 13.
Uh-huh. But that don't matter.
So,
you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying it's going to affect him a lot differently because, you know, he coming into puberty and stuff like that and dealing with girls and stuff like that. So, I mean, he messed that little boy up for a while. So,
right.
I don't blame the daddy, though.
All right.
You can't be mad at that at all.
So, should violence and killing be used to enact change? Like, should revolutions, I mean, do you believe in revolutions if you had to? Would you, you know, kill in order to make change? People had to kill in order for the civil rights movement to happen and all kinds of shit. People, you know, it's bloody. Change is always bloody. Major change is bloody. Major social change is always bloody. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You think it's all right to kill in the name of change?
I won't say it's all right, but I think it's necessary, though. Because I was
would you do
debating
it?
With a friend of mine.
Could I do it?
Yeah, I could do it. Because I debated with a friend of mine. He was like, it was between MLK and Malcolm X. And I said, I think I couldn't have took the MLK side of the nonviolent part. I said, I think I would have had to been on Malcolm X side about that. Because sometimes you got to knock people upside the head.
Yeah, my mentality, I would have bought into that. You know what I'm saying? Just the kind of person I am. Back if I was living like the way I am now, if I am how I am now, living back then, I could see that I would have taken Malcolm's side. I would have been like, fuck that. These motherfuckers beating us in the streets. I'm ready to ride up on me a motherfucking string one of their asses up. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Exactly.
Like, I would have been on that shit like I am now or die trying. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if they'd have done that, if I was back then, they dragged my son or my brother out of his house and lynched. Nigga, I would have came over there and killed the sheriff first. You know what I'm saying? To stop them from coming to stop me to kill the motherfuckers I'm going to go kill. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yep.
So, that's how I think. Like, fuck that shit. You know, and maybe it's because of I don't know, too much violence on TV. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I really do feel like that. So, you know
whatever
what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But for whatever reason,
it's the video games, man.
Whatever,
no
man. That's
game.
How I be feeling. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I probably would have been down with Malcolm. Let me ask you another question, and I'm going to the next caller. Should hold on, wait a minute. Oh, have you ever contemplated yourself killing someone? Have you ever contemplated and thought about actually killing someone?
For me, it never really got that serious. No, I have to say no on that one. I've gotten real mad at where I wanted like. You know, beat somebody down, but kill them? Nah, I had never got to that point.
Never?
Nah, I never got to that point.
Okay, so you can't answer the second question, which was basically.
Not the second part of that question.
The second part. What's
the second part of that question?
No. Only if you wanted to kill them. If you wanted to fight somebody, we all got to meet stories like that. I was talking about if you wanted to kill motherfucker, die. Now you didn't want to kill them, now did you? No.
No, I didn't. At that time, no.
All right, we'll go to I'll go to the last question, then we'll go to the next caller. Do you know anybody that ever had to kill anybody, and if so, did it make them change? If not yourself, if you haven't done it, so you know anybody close to you that may have been in the military or maybe shot a motherfucker at a party or some shit and went to jail and got out? Did it change them? How did they change? Anybody really?
I know several people. I'll be real quick about this because I know they got to go to the next caller. I know some cats who were in the military. I say it's about five of them. Out of those five, one of them was probably kind of messed up with it, but the rest of them, they just compartmentalized everything. One still is a sniper, so he was a shooter, just serious.
Okay.
I know people that wasn't in the military. One guy, he stabbed and killed the guy, stabbed him dead in the chest when the guy was beating on his sister. So he kind of got more mellow after that. He wasn't like a real live wire after that.
Uh-huh.
And then the other person that killed somebody, wasn't in the military, they were just like, no, they had no business doing what they were doing. I tried to tell them I was on the defend myself, period, point blank, and they just compartmentalized that too. Just they were in the military.
Right.
It's just different with different people like that.
I guess so. I guess it would be. All right, man. Thanks for calling the show. We're gonna get the next two calls. We got more calls on the line, but we're going to the next two, and they're gonna run the song. Since I got my homie in the studio with me once again. I want to welcome my homie Sean Foster in the studio with me tonight. Thanks for coming up, man, to the studio. You feel me? This is my collaborator with my great song called Gray. He's down here visiting the ACL from Chicago, and he said, man, I got to come and stop and holler at you, you know, sitting on the show with you while you're doing your thing. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just burn one down with you and kick it. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt,
so that's what we're doing. You know
what
I'm saying?
Time,
right. You know what I'm saying? So 347-934-0966. You can talk to me. I got my homie Sean Foster, like I said, in studio with me. Michigan girl, you're on the line. LL, you're up next. I see you. All right. Once again, 347-934-0966. Make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk. Michigan girl, what's popping, babe?
What's going on? What's up?
Same old thing. You know what I'm saying? Episode 149. A time to kill. And so you've been on live for a minute, so I know you know what's going on. You feel me? First of all, you got anything you want to say to Sean? I know you happen to like my song, Gray. You got anything you want to say to Sean?
Hi, Sean. I like the song.
How you doing? Thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. So, all right. Let's get into it. Now, I happen to know, before I even start asking Michigan girl a question, she's a girl. But what you packing again, sister?
A 9mm
for that ass. You know what I'm saying? She's not playing, motherfucker. 9mm.
This is not one to mess with.
Yeah, she's not one to mess with. She sounds sweet, don't she? Uh-uh.
I am. I'm very sweet. I am very sweet.
Sweet people don't pack nines.
Sweet people that live in the real world. People that live in the real world do.
Touche. I'm just messing with you. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you hit the number one to get on the phone lines. Okay, Michigan girl. So, could you take another person's life? Could you kill someone?
Yep.
That was quick.
That was really quick.
When everybody else contemplated, she was like, yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
No problem. Yep. But she's
I mean,
so sweet.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. if the need arises, then yes, and I'm not going to, shut up, no, because if my life is in danger, my kids or somebody I love, it's going down.
Mm-hmm. But that poses me to ask you the one question real quick. I'll just jump to it because of what you just said. Now, should killing someone that is justified when the other person did not take anyone's life or threaten anyone's life? So you said that I gave the scenario when somebody comes into your house 3 o'clock in the morning, you walk in on them or whatever. Now they don't rush you, they're not threatening you with a object or anything, but they jump up, they start up. You know what I'm saying? You shoot them, kill them dead. Do you think you were still right? I'm asking the question because making a thief doesn't necessarily make them a murderer. So they they got enough balls to come and steal something, but maybe not enough balls to kill. So, but you killed them, that can't be undone. You feel me? That's a permanent right there. So you think it's right for you to just kill somebody like that?
I mean, he shouldn't have been in my house. But my thing with that is, I'm a woman. I'm a single woman, parent, got two kids. So if at 3 o'clock in the morning I wake up and it's some man in my house, I'm not gonna wait for him to attack me, pull out a weapon. You getting blasted because I'm a woman. If you don't have a weapon, you can overpower me. You can rape me. You can rape my daughter. Shit, the way this world going, you can rape my son. So no, I'm not gonna give you a chance. I'm not going to give you a chance to pull out shit, jump at me. If I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you don't belong here, you don't live here, you get it.
Exactly. That's what she was going to say. That's how every fucking single woman living in this fucking country should feel. And if you're a single woman living in a house with kids, a daughter, and shit in a house, and you don't feel like that, I feel sorry for your kids. I'm just going to say it. Because you got a chance. You are out here in the world I live in, this reality. You gotta have it in you, a fucking motherfucker in your house. I don't give a fuck if they, what they saying when they hold their hands, unload.
Right.
Unload.
I mean,
if you don't have a gun, stab, hit, swing, you should have a gun.
That'd be different.
What'd you say?
If I was a man or a dude, that would be different because, you know, if he don't have a gun, you know.
Wait. Why the fuck would it be different? Because I feel the same fucking way and I'm a guy. So what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying, like, some dudes.
At 3 o'clock in the morning,
like,
the people in my house.
Some dudes feel like if y'all don't got no guns, they going to fight you. But no, I'm just saying, I ain't going to try to fight you because I know you can overpower me. Even in a fight, man, you could take my gun, so no, I'm not going to do that. But I know, like Mike was saying, you know, you ain't got no gun. He might, you know, whoop your ass. And that's all right for a dude, but I'm not even finna give you a chance to
I feel like Mike. I'm just like, I'm squeezing off. Like, I'm not even, I probably could whoop your ass. I'm not even finna find out if that's true or not.
Right,
I don't
that's
care.
What I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Moment,
I probably could
even,
beat you
up,
but
at this point,
I don't care. If you're in my house at 3 o'clock in the morning, at that point, I don't care if I can beat you or not. You could be 5'4". You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking 6'1", 6'40". You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? What are the odds? But I don't give a shit. I'm still squeezing. You know what I'm saying? Because you in my motherfucking house at 4 o'clock. I'm not arguing with that point. I just want to see what people say. Because I'm asking these questions, people be like, you know, because like I said, when I started up the post, I read someone had on their on a post that we got to put the guns down. I'm like, hold on, man. We can't put the guns down until everybody put the guns down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When everybody put the guns down, then I put my gun down.
Yeah.
But everybody not putting the guns down.
No,
so I'm not putting mine down.
I'm never putting the gun down.
Whether
everybody puts the gun down.
Yeah, because you don't know.
Only the bad people are going to have them.
Right. No,
yeah,
so nobody wants to be in that situation. You feel what I'm saying? And so...
Right.
That's what I'm saying, but, you know, people, you know, you got a lot of people that will call in and, you know, be real judgmental about a lot of stuff that I'm talking about. So let me go to the next question, all right?
Okay.
All right. Have you ever contemplated killing someone? And if so, what did they do to you to make you think about killing them?
Yeah, I thought about killing somebody. And what they did was basically they jumped on me and they pretty much kind of threatened me. Like, they had their little gun and act like they was going to do something. So I was like, oh, okay, it's me or you, it's not me, because it ain't going to be me.
Right. I mean, so, so you was going to kill?
Yeah. It was going down. It was
you say yes. You say yes, so matter-of-factly. Like, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean,
like, you
say
like, you know, but you say it like it's so easy. You're
you
going to kill
I don't think, at the time, it would have been easy to pull the trigger. I mean, I might have had some, you know, feelings later on about it and might have to deal with some stuff. But at the time, I felt like my life was in danger. So, yeah, it was going to be that other person because it wasn't about to be me.
I guess so. I mean, I feel you. It's just that I'm really just laughing at how you say, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm killing. You don't even got to think about it.
Because there was a time when I was like, oh, I don't know if I could ever do it. But then, you know, your life takes different turns and you're put in different situations. And then you realize, oh, yeah, I could kill somebody when it's about me and or my family or, you know, my kids or somebody I love. Because, yeah, I ain't going out like that.
All right. So let me get to the next question. Where was I? Or actually, that was someone breaking into the house and shit or whatever. What about violence? What about violence in order to enact change, like a revolution? Like what's going on over there in Egypt? Do you think it's okay to kill? If you had to, would you kill? You know, if this was back in the day and we had to go through the civil rights movement or whatever, would you kill for the right to sit down in the same seat on the bus or what? Would you die for that? Would you kill for that?
When you have revolution and all that, you know, violence is always necessary, mostly. But, I mean, you know, sometimes you can have change non-violently, but that's usually rare and after some violence has taken place. So I'm not saying it's right, but it's always necessary when it's, like, big change and revolution and all that. So you want big things to happen. It's going to be some bloodshed. Some people going to die, you know, for the rights that we have now. Lots of people have to die, so... That's just the world we live in.
You are not lying about that part right there. You are not lying about that. A lot of people died for us to even be sitting here having this conversation on this show. Last question, and going to the next caller. LL is up next. Do you know anybody that ever had to kill anybody, or have you ever had to kill anybody? You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, or do you know anybody close to you that had to kill somebody, and did it change them? And if it did change them, how did it change them?
I know a couple people that had to kill people. You know, like, I know police officers, you know, of course, they become more desensitized, you know, things just, you know, deal with things the same way. My stepfather actually had to kill someone. He said it was self-defense, and I'm going to stick with that story, but it made him a little bit more calm, because be a little bit more high strung. So, I mean, and different people deal with it different ways. I know someone else who killed somebody accidentally in a car accident, and they became an alcoholic. So it wasn't even intentional. So I just think different people deal with things different ways.
I think you're right. All right, stay online if you can. You feel me?
All right.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Hit the number one to talk. You feel me? I was trying to get to everybody. Some people hung up. It's hard having a show, man. Cause you trying to get to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
it's good though, man. I like it.
Yeah. So I hate when people hang up. I had somebody I was trying to get on the line. They hung up. But LL's on the line. I know she gonna hang around. That's my dog. LL, what's poppin'?
What's going on? Hello. I miss you guys. I haven't heard the show the last couple of nights.
I know, man. But you catch the replay, by the way?
Yes, I can catch a replay. You're right, because it's on my iPhone. Woohoo.
Uh-huh. So there you go. Once again, we're in iTunes. We're in the iTunes store. All right. I see Ruby Candy on the line, too. I'm going to come to her line next. You feel me? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 149. A time to kill. LL, you heard what I'm talking about, and I've been on the air. And I'm not trying to put light to taking a life, you feel what I'm saying? But I feel like everybody in this world we live in should have it in their heart to, in fact, kill a motherfucker. I do feel like that. I feel like, especially if you're a woman, you're a single mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I feel like you especially need to be just like my last caller that was on the line.
Yep.
You feel me? You got a little girl in the house.
And I totally agree with Miss Pecan Girl. I totally agree. I ain't got no nine, but I totally agree, especially when it comes to my kids. Uh-huh. I mean, for real, though, we be ready to push little kids down when they be messing with our kids. So how are we not going to be ready to take a life when it comes to really, really messing with our kids and they grown folks?
Exactly. You're right. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the questions with you. Could you take another person's life?
Yes, if it came to my kids, my family, yes.
Welcome.
Please scan
your
first item.
Okay.
Okay.
What's that? Are you at the store?
I'm at Walmart, of course. Okay. Go ahead.
Keep scanning your items while I keep asking you questions. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. Do you think killing someone is ever justified if the other person is not actually I'll wait till you get done.
wait. See, I'm missing the cat.
Debit card.
We're good.
Have you seen the debit card yet? They're gonna give you
Please take your change.
You ready?
All right. I'm ready.
I told you you weren't done.
I am done.
I just heard it. Okay.
It's done. It's going to say take my receipt. Okay, wait. It's going to say take my receipt. And get my change.
People call the show from Walmart, man. I don't know. Maybe she's listening.
Well, if people call.
No, Bluetooth. Like,
Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
but,
you never know. Okay. So do you think.
All right, we're done.
Okay, so do you think that killing someone is justified if the person is not threatening to take their life? Someone's breaking in your house, whatever they are, or they're not threatening to really hurt you or whatever, but they're in your house at 3 o'clock in the morning. You think it's still justified for you to take their life?
Okay, what are they doing in my house at 3 o'clock in the morning if they ain't threatening to do something to me and I ain't invite them? No, they got to go. What do you mean?
I'm just asking.
Okay. Listen, though, but okay, seriously, you do know that, like, if somebody startles you in your sleep, if you're in that deep sleep and someone startles you and you hit them or you killed them, then you can't be held accountable in court because you are in, I believe it's REM sleep or something, but you can't be responsible for your actions because essentially you're not all the way there mentally. Like, that you can prove that in court. Like, if they can prove that you were startled, you were awoken by being startled, and you took someone's life, they can't charge you for murder. So, that being said.
What is, I don't care if that much. No. I don't care if I had a chance to wake up, wash my face. I had went to the bathroom. I was on my way back from the bathroom. I stopped down.
I know what your point is, but my point is that if you can do that, I mean, if that is legal, then somebody being in your house at 3 o'clock in the morning and you didn't invite them, yeah, kill them. You don't know what they're there to do, and why are you gonna wait around to find out?
Right. I'm just asking.
They didn't stumble upon. They didn't accidentally walk in the wrong door. No. You know what I'm saying? They are there for a reason. And why wait around to find out what their reason is for being in your house when you have your family there to protect? That's your safe haven. Your home is your safe haven. You should never, ever feel uncomfortable or, you know what I'm saying, whatever, at your house.
Uh-huh. All right. Touche. I understand. I have to go. I just want to see, you know what I'm saying? Got some gangsta-ass motherfucking women on this line, don't we, Sean? Uh-huh. Gangsta-ass women. Okay, that's what's up. All right, so. Next question. Have you ever contemplated killing someone? Now, don't answer this question if you still want to kill them, okay?
Okay, no, we're not going to say anything to incriminate ourselves. Yes, but who hasn't? I don't think anyone can honestly say they have never thought about killing someone. Of course.
Okay.
All day. I don't want to. Why not? You know, I thought about going to buy a root beer, and then I thought about running that lady over. No, I'm joking. But no, of course, yeah. People piss you off, and you get angry, and the thought crosses your mind. You don't actually follow through with it. But
you really contemplated killing somebody one time? I'm talking about for real now. You really contemplated.
But the ex-husband used to say that I was crazy because I watched Snap and all the CSIs and everything. He was like, you're crazy. You're just trying to figure out a way to kill me and get away with it. That's why you like these shows. But maybe there was a little truth to that.
Did you ever want to kill him?
Yeah, I did. There was a time where I wanted to kill him. Of course there was a time that I wanted to kill him. He was an ex-husband. That's automatic. I don't now. I mean, we so cool now. But yeah, during that, there was a couple of times I wanted to run him over. He survived.
All right. So, should violence? Do you think violence should be used to enact change? Like, do you think violence, like what they're doing over in Egypt right about now? They're over there, basically having a revolution on their fucking government, and they're taking it back. Do you think it had to be violence in order to get civil rights for us and a whole bunch of more stuff to take this country, America, in which we live? they had, it was bloody. So, do you think it's all right to kill in the name of change?
Should it take violence to do it? I'm going to say no. But in the world that we live in, it has to be from one extreme to the next. You can't have peace without some extreme chaos. And sitting down in little groups, holding hands, singing lullabies, this doesn't seem to make things happen. So we we're violent by nature. Our animalistic characteristics come out. And animals are violent. When it's time for a changeover in the, you know, with the lions, you know, the other lion has to kill the lion to become the head lion. You know what I'm saying? That's our, we get our animalistic characteristics, and we have to, you know, what, there's no other way to make the change. There's no other way to, for it to come about. Because if that,
you know,
person
when you
is
say stuff
there,
like that, when you say stuff like that, LL, I just sit back and I think and I say, you know, she says it's animalistic in us and everything. And then people say they don't believe in evolution. But
you don't believe that?
I know you don't believe in evolution. I know you believe in God. You know what I'm saying? You believe in Christianity and you're a Christian. But I think
yes,
that...
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but I think that when people say stuff like the animalistic stuff in us, the animalistic nature in us, it's like, you know, it kind of makes you think like, yeah, we are animals at the core. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we do a lot of animalistic shit as people. I think, I don't know. I don't know if the fact that I feel how I feel about taking another human being life makes me, I don't feel like I'm a bad person or I got a bad soul, but I feel like, I don't
you're protecting, but you don't do it. I mean, you don't really do, we don't contemplate really. I mean, unless we're just one of those crazy people who just want to, you know, kill people. Usually when we take other people's lives, it's, we're doing it to protect something, to protect our family, to protect our family values, to protect our family name, to protect something. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why we feel we need to do it.
But
and just like
you just said that you do favor killing in the name of change, and that's not protecting anything, is it really?
Well, in essence, it is protecting, because like what's going on in Egypt right now, they are tired of this, the way the government's being run. I mean, it's not beneficial to them anymore, and they don't see it getting any better. So what do you have to do? Like, if this person is still here, if this government is still here, we can't overthrow them. We can't overthrow them, obviously, because they have so much power. We can't overthrow them by, like, running them out of the country. No, we need to get rid of them. We need to end this lineage and make that change happen there, because, obviously, they've been doing it this long. If they're breathing, this is the way it's going to be.
Okay, I understand that point. That's true. That's why you have to, like I said, you have to be willing to kill for numerous reasons. So, like I said, for episode 149, all of it, there are numerous reasons that I can think. So I'm trying to find the tree huggers. Where are they at tonight?
Where are the
people
tree
who post up on
hello,
the Facebook?
Hello, tree huggers. Call K100 and don't ask Ruby, because she ain't no Ruby ain't no tree hugger. Don't even let her try to tell you she like to hug other things, but she don't like to hug trees.
Ruby's
so
up
don't.
Next.
Don't let Ruby tell you that. Hi, Ruby.
Yeah, she's up next. I see Key on the line also.
Hi, Key. Hi, Shay. Oh, I miss you guys. Okay, go to the next caller. I'm going to keep listening.
Okay, all right. Stay on the line, all right?
Hi.
All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. I got my homie Sean Foster in the studio with me. By the way, he came down and chilled with me from Chicago today. He's like, yo, come through and chop it up, man. We're going to sit around. We're going to, hey, just get on the show. We're going to burn one. We're going to kick it. Kick back, have a beer, fire it up, and goddamn politic. You feel me? This is my collaborator with my song, Gray. And I'm glad that he's in the city. I'm glad he had a chance to stop by the studio and holler at me.
Yeah, dude.
You enjoying the show so far?
Oh, dude, I'm loving it, man.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Yeah, dude.
All right.
Oh,
sorry. Go ahead. I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, you got a chance to, you know what I'm saying, come see what I do over here besides the music.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to see it firsthand. I've listened in a few times, and, you know, I mean, shoot, I'm out of town so much that I barely have time to do anything. But, but yeah, dude, I definitely have heard it, heard the show, and I'm like, you know what? When I called you, like, you're like, yeah, I got the show at 8 o'clock. I'm like, I don't care. I'll sit in, man.
Right.
I don't even need to talk. I just want you to do your thing, man.
Right. But like I said, I wanted you to engage in it. That makes it more fun.
Man.
When you come to the studio, I want everybody that's in the studio.
It's a different opinion, man.
Yeah. So, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Ruby Candy, what's happening, babe?
fam. Is this damn Mashing Motherfucker Monday?
Oh, yeah. Damn it, man. I got so engaged in the conversation, I forgot to ask everybody about Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. Damn it, Blizzum. It is Mashing Motherfucker Mondays, Ruby. I just was just engaged with the conversation and what's going on and politicking and stuff. And plus, I'm over here hot as fuck.
Yeah!
Go ahead. What you got?
Okay, well, y'all might think, you know, something, you know, hey, don't judge me because I'm finna mash my grandma.
What? Wait a minute.
I'm finna mash my grandma.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so this lady, she's never since, I mean, like, I'm the oldest granddaughter, so since I've been, you know, on this earth, she's never went to the doctors. So last week she goes to the doctors and stuff, you know, she had a heart attack. So they opened her up and stuff like that. They were going to put a pacemaker in her heart. Found out that she had cancer in her lungs and in her liver. And the doctor said she has a month to live. So I'm messing my grandma for not going to the doctors like she's supposed to.
Are you insane?
No.
Why are you mashing your grandma for that? You should be telling
us. Because
I'm
upset about it.
Mash your grandma. She had fucking cancer.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like mash her in a bad way, but just mash her because she knows better. Because she always told us, go to the doctors, get your checkups.
Ruby,
she doesn't do it herself.
Ruby, I understand what you're saying, but there is no... There is no not bad way to
mash. Don't shoot her. I'm just mad. I'm just speaking my mind. I'm just mad because I, you know, I've been holding it in, so I'm just
associate this sound effect with your grandma.
Yeah!
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do one karate chop and punch her with a 3-piece combination. Okay? So I can't mash your grandma. And what the fuck is wrong with you wanting me to mash her for that? Call her.
Yes, I mean, because I'm upset because she doesn't preach, but I mean. That's why I said don't judge me because what I just say first. I said don't judge me because I'm finna, you know, mash my grandma.
That kind of karma, Ruby. My life is fucked up enough right now. I don't need to bring mashing an old woman with cancer into my whole karma circle. No. Just to make sure I'm good, I'm mashing you.
Yeah! Well, that's okay. That's okay. You can mash me too. I'm just upset about it because, you know, hey, she should have went to the doctors like she was supposed to instead of always telling us to go, and she doesn't go.
I can understand you upset about your grandma's condition, and I really hope that she, you know what I'm saying, you know, just, of course, pull a recovery, everything, but you know what I'm saying, still just, you know what I'm saying, whatever they say, you know, I hope she, you know, proves them wrong and lives as long as possible. So,
yeah.
But I'm definitely not matching her for that, so let me go ahead and move on. Else from you. Episode 149.
Well, okay, to get to that, yes, I do. Yeah, I have a shotgun. I have a Glock 45, and it's trimmed in gold, and I have one shooter that's up under my pillow.
Oh, you got a Glock 45?
Yes, it's my brother's.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn, so you, I only have to really just, you're going to kill, period, point blank.
Right.
No problem. No questions asked.
Kind of
like Michigan girl. Uh-huh. Okay. Do you think killing someone is ever justified if the person that is killed did not threaten to take anyone's life or take anyone's life? Somebody breaking in your house at 2 in the morning?
I would shoot him. I take the rubber bullets out and I shoot him.
Why are all the women so fucking violent? What? You know what? You know,
these are the women.
The women are the ones that's ready to ride or die tonight.
No, I mean, because I have kids. You know what I'm saying? I have kids. I'm at home by myself, and, like, yeah.
I have a question, though. Okay, all right. So we're talking about, you know, just popping them, no questions asked. Like, what about all the instances of a dad killing his son, you know, or a
dad
guy?
Killing his son?
Yeah, there was actually a story in Texas about 2 years ago or something where guy just got married,
uh-huh.
and his wife was rumbling around out in the garage or
right.
something. He killed her. Like, bam.
Yeah,
he shot her
because he was thinking it was a trespasser, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that's a whole other...
Yeah, but it's an accident, and would I send him to jail? No. No. If I'm on a jury, I'm not going to send him to jail.
Yeah.
He probably feels bad enough. He's going to live with that the rest of his life, and I'm going to send him to jail?
Well, no, but not even that. Just like, where do you, like, not just pull the trigger right away and you wait and you find out? I mean, I know.
Oh,
that,
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about the people who said where they're not even going to talk and ask questions. I'm assuming that all these people are going to at least identify that the person they're about
to shoot. Don't know that guy.
Yeah, I didn't shoot him.
Or that, you know, like, right. I'm going to get you now.
Yeah, okay. The guy came out there. And that, now, that's kind of fucking some bullshit because, you know, but then again, I can understand you didn't see whoever, but, I mean, if you know somebody, you're going to open it up and probably recognize them. And they open up and be like, oh, you know,
yeah.
I mean, maybe that was more, maybe he just killed her ass. I don't know.
If I'd have walked in my dad's house at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd have had hands up. Like,
right.
I'm Sean.
Right. So,
yeah, you better announce who you are.
Yeah.
So I don't even know about that story.
And if you don't know the ADT code to my alarm, to my thing or whatever, you going to get shot because that motherfucker goes off. You got 5 seconds.
That's a valid point. That's a valid point.
All right, so, Ruby, should violence be used to enact change, like in a revolution?
Yeah.
Would you do it? Would you round up and kill in order for change?
Yeah.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to see in a little bit. Just stay, keep living.
You were saying something about what was going on in Egypt. Somebody was saying a story about the king of the person, somebody in Egypt. They cut up his wife and threw her legs and arms in the street.
What, today?
No, it happened. No, that was what we were talking about last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were talking about that last night.
That's some punk shit. I mean, you never know what you know what I'm saying, what that was about. Or anything. You know what I'm saying? Those people over there, you never know.
Chopping heads. And,
right. all kind of stuff. So, next question. Have you ever contemplated killing someone, Ruby? Have you ever contemplated? You did?
Always.
Wow.
Always.
What do you contemplate? I'm talking about for real, seriously. You contemplate thinking about really killing this motherfucker. What they do to you?
I mean, it's just when you fuck over me, I guess it's just that, what was you saying, that topic that you had, you know, when vent revenge and shit like that, is just so much shit that happened in my past, and it's just
you talk about revenge.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's not really, it's just like,
it's
you know,
revenge,
damn, it's not revenge, but I don't know, so much shit that happened, and then, like, with this guy, I mean, like, way back in the past, I just know that if I saw him, I'd take the rubber bullets out real quick.
You got rubber bullets in there?
Yeah. My brothers put them in there.
What's the point of that? You're going to get yourself killed.
Yeah.
what happens if you forget?
I won't forget.
All right. So last question, and I'm going to key. Have you ever been close to someone that had to kill somebody? You feel me? Have you ever been close to someone that had to kill somebody and... you know, did they change after the fact? Like, you know, anybody was in the military or somebody killed somebody at a party?
I have like four of my older brothers there in the service, and so, you know, all of them, you know, was in the line, and you know, they've all killed somebody. And like my cousin, he came home on medical leave because he lost his mind, and yeah, he's not right.
Seems a lot of soldiers are losing their mind.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, he's not right. But,
yeah.
I mean, what would you think? I mean, if you have to kill innocent women and children, and, I mean, it's just, I don't know.
I'm not arguing it at all.
I don't know.
I guess I definitely, if you're in the military, you got to, my thing about it is, unless you went in and draft time, and you were drafted, if you volunteered to go, you had, especially if you volunteered to go be a grunt in the army, like, you know what happens if we go to war, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to kill somebody, you know what I'm
or
saying?
Or die.
Or die, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't understand why they're so messed up about it, per se, because you signed up for that.
Yeah.
I don't think they,
you know, thought, you know, once they signed up, they didn't think that, you know, it was actually going to be like it is.
You know what? I went into the recruiters. I was ready to go, and I just told them, like, and they loved it when I said this. And then, I decided not to do it. But, like, I told them, I'm like, just so you know, if I sign that paper, I assume that Sean Foster is dead.
Right.
And, like, I don't want to go over there and think that, you know, you know, I don't want to be thinking about what I'm going to do when I get back.
Right.
I'm already dead.
Right.
You know, so, and I think that has more of a effect on those people that are killing than anything, because every day they're facing their own, you know, their own livelihood, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't.
I just went on a tangent.
Yeah, but I know, but I'm just saying, I don't think that, if you sign up for it, and you're not in draft time, you should be easily prepared to kill. You should be that kind of person already when you get there, so it shouldn't fuck up in your brain.
Yeah, problem is, though, is like you got too many people that are like, oh, there's a $40,000 signing bonus.
Yeah, just so they can go to college for free. But, I mean, hey, look what you got to do to go and to get the money.
And that's the problem when they get there, they don't really.
But when I signed up, I knew full well I could maybe someday have to kill a motherfucker, and I was like, I will. You know what I'm saying?
I told the sergeant I'll go kill as many people as I need to.
As you need.
Yeah, but like my little cousin, he's 15, and he said he wants to go because he just wants to shoot up some shit. But I was like, I'll take you to the gun range if you want to shoot up some shit.
Right. And you get, but see, because the gun range don't shoot back.
Right.
All right, we'll be standing in line. Let me get the key, all right?
All right.
All right. Key, what's happening, babe?
What's happening?
What's poppin'? Thanks for calling the show. We're running down to the last 15 minutes of the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. I got a special in-studio guest, Sean Foster right here, my homie from my collaborative song, Gray. Thanks for coming into the show. I happen to know he actually likes that song. I got Sean here with me.
I love that song. That's my favorite.
You like that song? Well, you gotta give it to everybody that you can possibly get. At this point, we don't even care about making money.
Yeah, we just gotta get it out there.
You gotta get it out there. Yeah. Like, I mean, make copies. Get it out to everybody. It should be heard.
Yeah, it should be. It's a great song. All right, Key. But that song, and I'm going to play it because Sean's here. But that song is kind of kumbaya-ish tonight. We're talking about episode 149, A Time to Kill. So, could you take another person's life?
Most definitely.
All the women, man.
They have no problem
with killing. Like, do y'all women realize y'all supposed to be the sensitive people, the soft ones in this scene? Yeah, you know?
No, maybe you got the wrong group of sensitive people.
I guess so. Because this is not working. My audience, I guess the people who call this show, nah. You know what I'm saying?
I guess the
tree huggers are not calling K100. That's
the point. That's the kind of girl I'd like to have, that we both go out in there with our minds.
That's what I'm saying. Blaze of glory. Blaze of glory.
We're going out together, baby.
Yeah.
Let's get it. You know what I'm saying?
I got your back. You got mine. Let's do it.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with it. I love a woman like that. The problem with that is she could also turn it on you someday.
This is why I'm not teaching my girl how to shoot.
Right, Michigan girl? Okay. 347. That's my dog. I love fucking her. 347-934-0966. Key is on the line. Key says she could absolutely kill somebody with no problem. And I believe her. Do you think that... Yes, I believe you. You know what I'm saying? You're kind of violent. Do you think that killing Do you think that killing someone is ever justified if the person killed did not take anyone else's life or immediately threaten anyone else's life?
I mean, if it's going exactly the way you just worded it, it's not justified.
It's not. So if somebody's breaking in your house and they're not...
But I don't consider that. That's not the same. No.
Well, that's not the same. People can break in your house and mean you no harm. Maybe they think...
It don't matter. Don't break in my house because I'm going to mean you all kind of harm, like good as well.
So... But what I'm saying is, you know that person could have not came to harm you. They didn't attack you.
Don't matter. I'm putting my house in. Don't matter.
What if as soon as you see them, they start running? Would you shoot them in the back?
Man, let me tell you something.
I'll blow their spine right out of their own.
They might be running to go get a gun or go get something. I don't know. And I'm not trying to find out. You shouldn't be in here, period. Don't come in my house.
You're right. Shoot him in the back.
It don't matter. I shoot them in the back, the side, the front, the left, the head, the toe.
Shoot them in the back. All right, so
yep.
Have you ever contemplated killing someone?
Man, yeah.
Really? You really thought about killing someone? What did they do to you?
Man.
I mean, you thought about killing this person. What did they do?
Yeah.
What did they do?
Well, like my mama ex-husband, he was just an ass. He was so fucked. He's an ass. He don't deserve to be on the earth.
My ex-husband.
Oh my god. But I only wanted to kill him for a little while when he was signing the divorce papers. So, I was like, man, if you don't sign no papers, I swear, I'll make you disappear.
Do you hear this shit, son? You hear the fact people to call my show? She said she's
going to
kill her husband. Ex-husband.
If a guy kills a girl
because she don't want to be with him anymore, you know what I'm saying? Y'all say
That's not the same thing.
What do you mean?
That's not the same. He would not. I didn't want to be with him.
Okay.
He would not let me away.
So he wanted to be with you.
I was trying to get away.
Hold on. The women are trying to have their cake and eat it too on me real quick. Listen, ladies, y'all can't sit there and say that she is right and justified, and then not say that whenever a motherfucker want to kill a woman because he left him ain't justified, because in both instances, the other party just didn't want to be with the other party, and the other party felt it was all right to kill them for that.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Ain't all right or wrong?
Right?
Both scenarios, they switched, but they're still the same thing. The only thing is, somebody didn't want to, the same story, somebody didn't want to be with somebody, so the other person felt the need to kill. Her ex-husband wanted to be with her, so he didn't want to break up, but it doesn't matter. When a girl doesn't want to be with a guy kills him. They say, that motherfucker's crazy. He's punk ass. He could have just left.
Yeah, they'll call me crazy, too. But I'm like, well, he's so
single. He didn't sign the papers because he didn't want a divorce. He didn't sign the papers because he didn't want a divorce. He wanted to be with her, but she said she wants to kill him. She wants to kill him, Sean, because he didn't. Because he still wanted to be with her.
This is my question, though.
Was
she aware that you wanted to kill him?
No.
No?
No, she didn't.
He probably was at some point. No.
If that was the answer, I would wonder, how quick did he sign
it? No, it took him forever to sign the papers. It took him forever. And he wasn't even contesting the divorce.
That's the jacked up part.
He wasn't contesting it. He just wouldn't sign the damn papers.
But I don't believe you wanted to kill him. You was just mad.
I did. No, I was. I did. I thought about it, for real. You said, have I ever thought about it? And I did think about it. Yes.
Did you watch a lot of CSI?
No.
I
grew up in the hood.
Everybody watch CSI.
I know people that don't care. So, you know, I wouldn't have done it myself. I would have called some of my people.
You know, I live in Chicago, so, you know.
Okay, yeah. It is
I'm like H&R Block. I got people.
Okay, so should violence be used in order to enact change, Keith?
I think that should be a last resort.
But you already know, at the end of the day, change never happens without violence. You know,
it can happen, but I think it should always be the last resort. Not to say
it is the last resort. That's why, and nothing ever changes until then. You feel me? Nothing ever changes until that happens. You feel what I'm saying?
True.
So at the end of the day, if you feel like sometimes things need to change, You in fact have to say that you will kill. It's all right to kill in order for change, because nothing really changes until it's a revolution.
Well, and the reality is that the peaceful means more likely than not end up on some senator's desk gets it thrown to the pile.
Yeah,
and all right,
but you have to do some shit to get some attention.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have to kill. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You have to kill. So you think it's okay?
Yeah, but people need to understand if it's okay to kill, that means you got to feel like it's okay to die, too.
You're right.
Very good point. You feel what I'm saying?
That's a very good point. If you're ready to kill, you got to be ready to die. Are you ready to die for that cause?
Yep, that's my whole thing. You ready to die?
You got to be ready to die for that shit, too. Now, everything I said that I was ready to kill for, I'm ready to die about.
That's what I'm saying.
You feel me? If they come over here and they try and goddamn round us all up and put us in goddamn camp, motherfucker, we gonna die first. We gonna die.
That's what I'm saying. I'm checking out. Let them know I'm checking out, baby, because I ain't even with it.
Going to war, nigga. I'm like signing up.
I'm gonna be a sniper, bro. I've already.
I'm going to war. You know what I'm saying? All right. So next question, Keith. Have you ever been close to anyone that ever had to kill anybody? You know what I'm saying? And did they change? Did they become more cold? Or how did they change?
The person I knew that had to kill somebody, they didn't really, I mean, they was just like, shit, they had it coming.
Right.
It is what it is.
Exactly. All right, thanks for calling. Stay on the line. I got somebody else on the line. Let me dial in, all right?
All right.
601, you on with K100. What's poppin'?
Oh, man, just cooling. What's the business deal with it?
Man, just chilling, man. Thanks for calling the show. 601, where is that at?
Oh, that's Mississippi, dog. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, man.
All right, man. Wait, you got them all over tonight, man. We done had Michigan, Mississippi, Philly, New York, ATL, and Panama City all calling the line tonight. Pretty spread out, man. Thanks for calling the show. What we're talking about tonight is episode 149 of Time to Kill. That's what we're talking about on the show. So I got a question for you. Do you think that you could take another person's life?
Yeah.
You could? No problem?
Yeah, I could. I could do it with no problem, man, with ease, man, because I could say that because I was a victim of, like, a random act of violence, man, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Person shot me, left me laying in, you know what I'm saying, in blood, just like, man, fuck that dude, you know?
Right.
And ever since that, man, you know, it's whatever, you know?
That's deep, man. So, I mean, that definitely can change your outlook. If you ever become a victim of active violence, it can either make you, you know what I'm saying, really withdraw more or make you be like, fuck that, never again. You feel what I'm saying? I think you took the latter part.
You know what I'm saying? Like with a situation like that, you know what I'm saying? Like if anybody, I think anybody that's been shot can relate to me on this, man. It makes you cold-hearted if you survive, you know what I'm saying?
It really does, man.
You know, I believe it's because I'm shell shocked, man. You know,
man,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. I think I've never been shot. You feel me? I did get to altercation. I had to shoot someone, and you know what I'm saying? It did kind of change me, but it made me feel like I'd do it again. I know I'd do it again because I got it in me to do it. You know what I'm saying? But I was defending myself. It was straight up
self-defense.
Right.
You
feel what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I haven't been popped. You feel me? But so I'm glad that you called because you're the only person on the line tonight that's ever been shot. So, that's a good question. You know what I'm saying? That made you more cold. It made you feel like you started caring less about motherfuckers after you got shot.
Man, I'm talking about, I can give a fuck if I see a motherfucker just step out in front of an 18-wheeler. I'll push him out there in front of it. If you want to cause me harm, hey, I wish death on you, man. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfucker snuck me, dog.
Right. So, Do you think that killing someone is ever justified now if the person that you killing did not kill anyone else? I'm giving an example. Somebody's in your house at 3 o'clock in the morning. They don't know that you're there. You feel what I'm saying? But you startled them. You feel what I'm saying? And you shoot them. Now they didn't run up. As a matter of fact, they turned around and they trying to get away from you because they didn't know you was in the house. Do you think it's all right if you kill them just because they're in your house at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, really. I had seen like some kind of little thing about this white guy that was in Texas, man, and he watched some guys breaking into his house. And
uh-huh.
He dialed 911, you know what I'm saying? And he told the operator like, man, these guys breaking in my house, and I'm about to go stop them. And he went out there and shot him. So like, if you got the team to break into a man's house, suffer the consequences will come with you. You killed yourself. You can get somebody else's house.
Right. What'd you say again? I think your signal was falling out. What'd you say?
I said, you know what I'm saying? Like, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now, yeah.
yeah, like I was saying, man, you really putting yourself in that predicament. You know what I'm saying? If you break into somebody's house, you actually get killed.
right, exactly.
You really putting the gun in your own mouth. You know what I'm saying? You'll come out better just committing suicide.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because you really are taking a high risk. I think that's the other part of the flip side of the coin. Whenever you do go into that. Oh, hold on. If you're listening on the internet, you got to dial 347-934-0966. You got like 30 seconds to dial that. 347-934-0966. The live broadcast of the show over the internet stops at 10 p.m. You got about a couple of seconds. 347-934-0966 to dial if you want to get on the phone line to stay a part of the conversation. We're only going to be on the phone line only. The show is scheduled from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and that's when they stop the internet feed. So you got to dial it in, and time is up. All right, so I hope somebody dials back in on the line, hopefully.
Okay, I say about like February the like 22nd of 2010, man. You know what I'm saying? I had a cousin and her mama to get murdered. You know what I'm saying? And the dude that did this shit, you know what I'm saying? He thought that she was pregnant for him, and he told her to have an abortion, and she didn't. So he came there and killed her, the unborn baby, and her mom. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Nah, that's a time to kill. I wish I could get my hands on that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't even mad at you, dog. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That is some bullshit. If that's your people like that, and you got love for them like that, you feel me? Y'all close like that? That was your people like that? You know what I'm saying? I ain't even mad about that, because that's just, you know what I'm saying?
That was some cold-hearted shit, man.
I mean, shit. I ain't mad at you, so let me ask you the next question. Do you think it's all right to use violence when it's time for change? Do you watch a lot of news? You know what's going on over in Egypt?
No, not really, bro. Put me up on that. Inform me on that.
Oh, well, basically what's going on over there, they got a revolution going on. You feel me? They want to overthrow their president. They've disbanded. Mm-hmm. In Egypt, Egypt is a real good friend and an ally of the U.S. It's one of our major partners over there in the Middle East. You feel what I'm saying? So when they going through some shit like this, it matters to us. You feel what I'm saying? And it should matter to you.
I was just saying, man, I was like...
The price of gas and everything is riding on this kind of shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's important. So they going through a revolution. They basically took some shit. They trying to take their country back from the president. They want the president to quit and pick a new government, and they taking the country back. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, that's what's going on over there. So do you think it's all right? Just like we had to have civil rights. In order, a civil rights movement, and people had to die in order for us to be able to, you know, to eat at the same tables. You feel what I'm saying?
Do you
think that it's all right? Change is all right to kill? Would you kill for a revolution right now?
Man, listen, man. Anything, you know what I'm saying, man? It's like, if you for the better, and you got another side that's saying, no, we want things to stay like this, you know, it's gonna be bloodshed, man. And you gonna survive? You gonna have to kill. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. So you know it's a great possibility.
If that kind of stuff was to just jump off over here in the U.S., man, we'll be in trouble right about now, man. Because, you know, you got a lot of black people against black people right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do. So how are we going to take up against somebody else? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, people say that we got a lot of black people, white people, but black people, whatever. But I'm going to tell you something. One thing I noticed about America from 9/11... When that 9/11 shit popped off, that shit was not about black, white, or nothing. Do you notice how
Real talk.
Like, if you look Indian, motherfucker, you the enemy now, real quick. When Barack Obama won the presidency, all the motherfucking hateful white people popped back up on the scene. You know what I'm saying? They still a little bit angry. The racial ones.
That's
they get
something
mad.
Different to think about.
Go ahead.
Let me share this with you, man. Okay. Uh-huh. Man, say for instance, man, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm easygoing, man, and I don't discriminate about skin color, but I had these friends, man, and we kind of got into it, you know what I'm saying, a white guy. And did you know that this guy went all the way back to just insult me, you know what I'm saying, doing racial slang and all this shit at me? He was like, you guys need to just look at it. We let you guys get the president, and then y'all got Obama and all this, man. Dude just was like, man, it's crazy.
Really?
It's really still the same, man.
Didn't I say earlier?
But a lot of people just hide it.
Yeah. You know what? Because right now I got my friend in the studio with me, my homie Sean Foster. This is my homeboy, and we got a song called Great. We talk about race relations in the song. It's like it should be a number one. Like it should be. It's like a We Are the World kind of feeling.
Is it on Reverb Nation, dog?
Yes, it is. And he's in the studio with me. He lives in Chicago, but he's in town on business. And he came by the studio tonight to be a part of the show. And so, you know, we had a conversation on Facebook that even led up to us making that song that's about kind of sort of that
like
whole thing.
It was like a month and a half long conversation.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? That we was going back and forth on Facebook, which made us collaborate and make a song about race relations. You feel what I'm saying? And it's crazy that you even said, you know, that story, but, I mean, that's how it is. You feel what I'm saying? But when Americans... When 9/11 happened, back to the original point, we united up and we was like, it's us Americans against everybody. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, real quick, so we will do that at the end of the day. You feel what I'm saying? It's something somebody threatened us nationally like that. You feel me? So the last question before I go, I'm gonna play the song, but I got a couple people still on the phone lines. I'm gonna play the song Grace. You feel me? So stay on the phone line if you want to hear it. All right.
No doubt.
All right. So but I'm gonna ask you one last question. Do you know anybody that's had to kill anybody? Real close, you know what I'm saying? It's like maybe somebody had been in the military or maybe somebody shot somebody and they went to jail and did time and got out. Did it change?
Oh, man, check this out, bro. Okay, to be really real with you, man, I got like 4 or 5 homeboys, man, that just, I'm talking about just killed and came home from the penitentiary like it ain't nothing. And they boast and brag about like they'll do it again. Like it's no problem, you know what I mean? And then when I was in the penitentiary, I done seen, you know what I'm saying, guys get shanked, you know?
Right.
So it's real. It's real, man. And a killer, guess what? Once a killer, always a killer.
Yeah.
It's real easy. Like you said, dog, you had to pop a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Once you pull that trigger one time, it's like, hey, I don't mind doing it again.
Yeah, you know you're
going to be quicker.
Yeah, probably will. And I feel like that now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not even
for real.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I didn't really hesitate that time, but I just couldn't get to it immediately. I had to work my way.
But it's real quicker
from...
right now. You wouldn't even think about it. You're a foul. Yeah. He just, you know, he hit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It does make you, I guess in whatever context you did have the nerve to actually do something like that. Like right now, if I feel like I'm being threatened again, I'm quicker now because I'm like, oh, I've been here before. You know what I'm saying?
Before,
yeah. Now, I'm
like, hey,
you know what I'm saying? I'm because we had a struggle with the gun. The gun went off. You feel me? Because I had to drive and grab it. The gun could have went off and shot me in my head. You feel me? I had to struggle with this motherfucker for half a second with a fucking live loaded 45. You know what I'm saying? Then I had to break away. Then I popped him. I could have got shot in the head.
Yeah, dude.
So, you know what I'm saying? It could have went totally two different ways. You know what I'm saying? Just defending myself. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, you never know, man. You know, when you get put in these situations. But I think everybody, like I said, back to the point. At the end of the day, for episode 149, I think everybody should have it in them to kill because of the world in which we live in. I'm not saying you should go around and be violently. You should be a cold-hearted motherfucker and be like, death means nothing. You feel what I'm saying? But still, you should have it in the world to kill. Yeah.
Check this out. Now, I want to say this. I want to ask you a question now. Do you think this? It really don't even take a person to kill. If it's a person that's been around killing, just seeing killing, it wipes off on you, man. It wipes off on you, you know what I'm saying? You'll become,
you know
what I'm saying, like immune to that shit, you know?
Yeah.
And it'll be easy for you to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
I witnessed some shit in 2004, dog, that was like, man, it was like 2004 was a fucked up year for me, but God bless, I made it through that and I'm still here now, you know what I mean?
Right.
Man. It's crazy, man. I saw a little guy get stabbed down with a screwdriver. That was the first time I ever just witnessed death like that. Then I went to the penitentiary. I seen about like 3 motherfuckers die in front of me. So it was crazy, you know.
Yeah. And that shit could change, man. That shit could change.
Yeah, that should have changed.
You feel me? All right, man. Stay on the phone lines, all right?
I got you, bro. All
right. So, the live portion of the show is over, and I wasn't going to, because me and Sean's going to get into some production and shit over here. I wasn't going to do that much of an after party, but we did run over a little bit. Everybody that's on the phone lines, welcome that's on the phone lines. You guys are still a part of the show. It's not that many people, but you know what I'm saying? You know, we got enough people on here that I'm going to, and for the people who's listening to it, the replay and the iTunes podcast, you know what I'm saying? You know, this portion of the show stays on that part. So,
cool,
with that being said, I'm going to get ready to, run this song by me and Sean, you feel me? And I'm going to mute this music. This is the song called Gray. And it's a collaborative effort. My homie Sean Foster, who's in studio with me right now, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines and everybody that's listening to the podcast, you feel me? He's a great artist, you know what I'm saying? He's got a great on the guitar, and he put down the part first. I want to tell people how the song came about. He put down the guitar part, and he sent it to me. He was like, yeah, come up with something to this. You feel what I'm saying? Now, and I was like, you know what? We had already had a conversation on Facebook about race and everything, about the Obama and the politics and stuff. You feel me? And I was like, I'm a write a song. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to produce a song about that. You know what I'm saying? Around your guitar. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's what happened. You know what I'm saying? And he sent in his hook. He did a hook to it. I told him what I wanted to talk about. And he laid down his hook. He sent me that. The scratch first we did. Cause we did a couple back and forth.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
It took a minute because we were going back and forth with this version and that version. And the internet. What time for the internet, man? You know what I'm saying? We did all this over the internet without even meeting. You
from
know what
Atlanta to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. From Atlanta to Chicago. Yeah, Atlanta. Emailing back and forth files and mixes and stuff. And we finally got it down. So we did the song, man. And it came out great. You know what I'm saying? And we got another song. A lot of people don't know that you played some of the guitar. That's in When Right Things Wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah,
a lot of people don't know that you actually live on the guitar.
I love that, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's one of my favorite little riffs.
Right, right. So that's actually your riff in When Right Things Wrong also. So I'm going to go ahead and spin the song Great That We Got. You feel me? For everybody that's still on the phone lines and everybody that's listening on the podcast. This is Blitzman Sean Foster. The song is called Gray. You know what I'm saying? I think it deserves a Grammy.
I would agree.
No, it's a great song, man. Sean's on the hook, I'm on the verses. We both did the production. Here it is.
America, we are all your children. Every color, every creed by the million. From the farms to the project buildings. Stand up for us. Yeah. Stand up for us. Sean Foster. Between the walk and the run, the work can be great, but sometimes it gets bad. Most of the time, I'm just straight. We throw our problems in the past. Life can be a drag, but then again, it flies by. Keep my balance like a triple beam. We live until we die. Just like Sean's white and I'm black. And one day, they flew planes into the buildings and the country turned gray. Someday, maybe we can see that we just won race. Until then, we gon' have some parties and some gunplay. Middle America, what does that mean? My parents just lost their house at Wall Street, still clean. It seems that the colors of the rainbow can change. So some of us ride the bus and others push the rain. Roll. Just keep your hope and you can stand your ground. Life is like a shade of gray, full of ups and downs. Yeah. All up under one sun or one earth, it's understood that we gon' have some differences that lead us to some instances. Where our color and our class is more the emphasis. And since this is just the way the world turns, how could we ever know what heaven is if hell didn't burn? You can't know what life is without knowing that. So I suggest you feed your spirit like the way you feed your flesh. And I was blessed to make it through some hard times. So that's why sometimes I switch against the hard grind. Life is living color and it's more than black and white. The shades can overwhelm you when you don't mix them right. Or they can make a masterpiece, depends on how it looks. Way different like a pair of masterpieces, God cooks. They say our country is a melting pot. I wonder if that pot of gold is at the end or not. Yeah. Next, go know we got a problem with our skin tone and how people use God in their own home. We got a cell phone, we got the internet, we left the planet for the stars, tell me what's next. So we got a problem with our skin tone. This is visitation, homie, bring it home.
Man, so my homie Sean was just telling me a story while we were sitting over here listening to the song about when I first sent you the joint. You tell him about the beat. You like you couldn't think of it, and he's like going on the plane. And tell him about that.
Yeah, dude, I was out in San Diego for job whatever, and he had sent me the beat, and I'm showing it to a couple people and whatever. Right, got on the plane, had a 4-hour flight back. Chicago, and all of a sudden, like, just I listened to it for 4 hours straight.
Yeah.
4 hours straight. Just couldn't come up with anything. And, like, 11 o'clock at night, jumped in the car, and on the way home, like, it just hit me. And bam, like, I stayed up all night, and, like, by 8 o'clock in the morning or something, sent him the tracks back.
Yeah. It was crazy, man. It was breaks. It was breaks, like, we got stagnant for a second, and then we came back and did it, but. After it was all said and done, man, it's one of those songs I tell everybody listening to the show, because everybody knows I'm dead ass fucking serious about my career as an artist. Don't ever twist it. You know, then people be like, I got all this other stuff going, but don't ever doubt you know what I'm saying, what I really do. You know what I'm saying?
I will never stop.
I will never stop, dog. I'm not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be doing it. I'm going to be in the industry in some way, shape, or form at all times until I die. You know what I'm saying? Whether I stop rapping or whatever, I'm a producer, I'm a ghostwriter, whatever. I'm still gonna be doing some shit, but I'm still, you know,
filming.
Yeah, still killing.
By the way, I like the music video.
Oh, Bet the House.
Yeah, I like that.
I saw that, man. Yeah, man, that was a man. I'll tell you about that. That was a marathon. You know what I'm saying?
I might have to get some tips from you, you know.
Man, and then just shooting it, man, so much because I got shots while I was in Vegas. In Florida and in Atlanta. I edited out it. Man, you know how many.
You had a lot of shots, man.
You know how much footage I had?
I can imagine.
You don't believe me?
I can imagine.
I went through 8 hours of footage for a 3.5-minute video.
Oh, my goodness.
8 hours of footage. 8 hours for 3.5 minutes. That's how much footage I had.
How many particular places did you actually...
I went to three different places. I went to three different places? Yes, I shot some of the scenes in Las Vegas when I went on Las Vegas for vacation. I shot some on Thanksgiving when I went to Thanksgiving in Panama City. You feel me?
Yeah, I saw some Panama City in there.
And I shot some like maybe... 3 weeks after that, up here in Atlanta, you feel me?
Oh,
I shot a video shoot up here, and it was, you know what I'm saying?
I like
that was
though,
more
man.
Controlled. That's the one you see with the lights in the background and stuff. Yeah, we rented a spot out, you feel me? And we set it up inside of there, you know, rented the screen and the lights, and had a party too. We was getting fucked up.
I want to know is how you get all the hot ladies in there?
Because they came through, they came out. You know what I'm saying? They came out.
I couldn't pull that off.
They came out. You know what I'm saying? And none of those women are paid or anything like that. Those are just real women.
Fans.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, fans and people who rock with me and with the music. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And they came out and supported. So I'm like, why am I putting the video chick in it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to pay for her. Like, these women, it still looks great. Everybody loves it.
There was a lot of talent in there.
Yeah, it was just like, yo, just, hey, you hanging with me, party show, you know what I'm saying? And the people who came through were my friends, you know what I'm saying, and my supporters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that says a lot, you know what I'm saying? Because if you didn't have any kind of support or anything like that, you can't pull it off because people would just not come.
Yeah. Man, you can't film yourself.
No, you know what I'm saying? You can't. Well, you can do a video like that, but that's not how that video is.
Yeah.
People came out, and it's actually more, some people at different places, especially like Florida, there was a lot of people who didn't want to be on camera that were out there just watching.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're behind camera, but there's people outside, and, you know, they don't want to be on camera. The neighbors came outside, they're sitting outside in their cars, they watching everything, people coming down the street. Like, the whole street was full of cars, you know what I'm saying? People walking down there looking at it, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And it was, you know, that wasn't even, that you don't even see in there. They didn't want to be in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just came to say, hey, and what's up? I see what you're doing. Keep it up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Not,
so that was some of the that was like a good part about it. You know what I'm saying? That shoot that I had down in Florida, man.
Yeah, I liked it a lot, man.
Yeah. So we're going to get ready to end the show. You feel me? Unless anybody else that's on the line that wanted to say something that hasn't talked, you can just flash to number one. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was really glad to have my homie Sean Foster in studio with me. You know what I'm saying? We also got another one that we got to be doing that I've got the beat for.
Yeah, dude. I've got to send you a lot more. We got to do more.
Yeah, we're going to do some more work, man. We're going to get this damn Grammy. But Gray deserves a Grammy.
Yeah,
you know
it does, dude.
That's just a great fucking song.
Yeah.
Radio, man. Don't you hate that record?
You did a great job, man.
Oh, man. Appreciate it, man.
I thought it was incredible.
Right. I worked on it a long time for that mix. I did, because I wanted it to come out.
You worked on it long, that you like send it to me like in a day, man.
That was a 24. I was up hours.
That was awesome.
I fried my ears mixing.
I sent it to you and like a day later, it's back.
Right. So like I said, we're getting ready to end the show, man. I want to thank the homie for coming through. You know what I'm saying, in studio to talk. And we rock with me for the show, you feel me? And we finna sit here and work on some music and see what we can come up with. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. Catch you tomorrow for episode 150, you dig? Hit me up Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for all my callers. Thanks for everybody that's on the podcast, everybody that listens to me live. You guys got my number high still. What can I say, man? I got love for y'all. I'm out.